motherfucker better get ready to rumble. All right, y'all. Hey, good afternoon out there, and happy Thursday to you. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Eric Jackson, and today we have another outstanding show planned for you. And so I hope you're ready. Just sit back and relax and have a great show, some great conversation that's going on. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, that's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Driven4R Life62. Also, if you want to leave me a message, just go to my Facebook page, EricLessTalk@Facebook.com, and leave me a message there. Or you can join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/EricJackson62, all one word. And or just sign into your local social media site, and hey, you in the chat room. And we can get our chat on. So how y'all doing out there? How y'all doing? I hope everybody doing great out there. I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. Today is Thursday, y'all. January the 31st. What that mean? Hey, the first month of the new year is almost gone. In a few hours, it'll be gone. And we'll be in February. Hey, what's February, y'all? Oh, man. You know what February is. It's Black History Month. We get a whole month to just study Black history. I know, right? We get a whole month, man. Wow. I guess we ought to be happy with that month. Oh, Lord, because some of them had their way. You know, we wouldn't even have an hour. See, that's why we need to educate our own kids, man. We really do. Let them know what's really going on out there. I know y'all say he's going crazy. I ain't going no dang going crazy. I'm just telling you the way it is, damn it. If it don't like it, oh well. Anyway, as I was saying, as I always do, you know, the show covers a lot of such touchy subjects. You know, and sometimes we get in heated debates and conversations, and sometimes some names are slung around and, you know, some yelling is done. Well, if you are a very sensitive person, I do apologize for that. However, this is an adult show, and sometimes adult things are said. So, you know, if you are kind of sensitive or have that thin layer of skin, well, I want to officially apologize to you now. However, sometimes we have to let it go the way it's going, because sometimes points can be missed if we stop the flow in the middle of the heated exchanges. Okay, that's all I want to say. So if you just happen to be listening, your little thin skin, I'm going to apologize to you now, all right? However, also, do not call into my show trying to start no stuff either now. I'll be honest with you. That's not going to get it. If I realize that's what you're doing, you out of here. It's just simple and to the point. I mean, really? Okay. All right. I'm just letting y'all know. Just letting y'all know what's going on. All right, now, no, as we always do, before we get into the topic of the day, which is stop milking the cow, Wow, that's a hell of a topic, man. That's a hell of a topic, man. I tell you what, I'm looking for some great stuff to come out of that one, but, you know, we're going to have to set it up. Now, speaking of setting up some things, as I was saying, next month is February, and in February we have Black History Month, where we are given a whole month to study Black history and let the world know the accomplishments in ourselves, hopefully, so for those that don't already know, about the accomplishments that Black Americans have made to this country, right? That's what it's supposed to be for. Well, in that case, oh Lord, we still have a long ways to go. For some people, and here is why. Ann Coulter, and that's Coulter. That's right. I'm gonna give y'all her name. Okay, I'm gonna give you her name, because when I get finished telling you what she did, y'all gonna want to know it. you know, and she is known for her controversial views on race. Okay, now I'm just gonna put that out there too. I'm just gonna put the whole thing out there. Now, Ms. Coulter refused to board airplane with a black pilot. That's right. A black pilot was flying this plane, and she refused to get on this plane. But she was already on it. But see, and that's the catch. Okay, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. She refused to stay on board a Miami to New York commercial airline flight yesterday after learning the pilot was a woman. Okay, here we go. A woman of African-American descent. Okay, she was a black woman, pilot, flying an airplane. And according to witnesses, reports that Ms. Coulter was concerned about the experience the decorated pilot in question may have gained. Her experience and questioned her position as a result, and said she basically got her position of being a pilot as a result of affirmative action and wasn't fully qualified to fly. What kind of bull crap is that? Huh? What kind of mess is that? She probably can't even drive worth a damn unless, no, she's going to talk about somebody else flying a damn plane, not qualified to fly a plane. Sound like she's not qualified to be called human. That's right. Ann Coulter. That's her name. That's right. Is it Ann? Yeah, it's Ann Coulter. That's right. Not damn right. Gonna say the black lady wasn't qualified to fly. She probably got her job as a pilot because of affirmative action. What kind of bullshit is that? That's right, y'all. I'm getting heated now. I'm sweating and carrying on. Okay, to continue the story, the incident began when Coulter boarded the American Airlines flight and took up her first class seat. And now she paying for first class seats, so she is really privileged. You know what I mean? This woman, I mean, she's flying first class, so she can decide who's going to fly the damn plane and who's not, right? After a trip to the bathroom, which she probably powdered her nose, I know what I mean by powdered, with all that damn cocaine and crap she probably using. But anyway, she noticed the pilot was a black woman and became immediately distraught. That's right, distraught. She was very upset. She was, oh boy, she was having a fit. You hear me? She was upset. At that point, Coulter stood at the front of the cabin, and began screaming her concerns to the entire flight as they finished boarding. Now, you got somebody standing in front of you trying to get on the plane, get your seat, because you know everybody's standing away trying to put bags away. You got this crazy woman standing up in front of you yelling and screaming because you got a black woman pilot. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on. I don't know who's crazy. I got an idea. No, and this is why people trying to get in, get comfortable. You know, some people are already anxious, you know, about flying anyway. Then you got this nut up here trying to start some mess. Wow. And then she had the nerve to say, oh, come on, people, a black woman flying a plane? Since when was that something new? Since when did that become something that was such a bad freaking thing? You understand what I'm saying? And yet, we are just striving along. We don't have any problems in this damn country. This country is the best one of all. Shit, somebody told somebody wrong. Excuse my language, but this just frustrates me. And then Ms. Coulter went on to say, you know, she got that job through affirmative action. And then had the audacity to ask the other passengers on the plane, am I the only one worried about this? I mean, hello. That's right. I'm trying to sound like, hello. Our lives are at stake here. Really? So we're just going to sit? We're just going to let this happen? We're going to let political correctness determine our safety? My question is, they should have threw her ass off the plane after it took off in the air and just opened the back door and kicked her ass out. Can you imagine this? Because she looked in there and saw a black woman getting ready to fly a plane. Huh? Oh my goodness. And then she went on to, now this, that wasn't it. She continued. Is this what we've come to in Obama's America? Letting just anyone fly a plane out of fear of being called a racist? Oh, come on. Don't be coy. I know you're all thinking it. I just have the courage to say what everyone on the plane is thinking. Am I right? I mean, what's next? And see, and here it goes. She just didn't stop right there. She didn't just stop right there. Her next comment really showed how ignorant and dumb she, how ignorant her ass really is. Are we going to let Mexicans become doctors now? Jesus Christ, people. Golly, man. And these are the people that we let write books, let get on television and give other folk advice. And the sad part about it, there's people out there that actually listens to this woman. The only thing I have to say is I do give the individuals on the plane credit. I really do. Because instead of falling for the bait, you know, falling for the bait of what she was trying to do, no, they just sat there and looked at her like she was crazy. They really did. They looked at her like she was just downright nuts. So, since she couldn't get nobody started and upset about anything, she took her carry-on bags and bolted up the jetway towards the gate against the orders of the flight attendants. So now, since she couldn't get anybody to jump on her little boat, well, she wanted to go out and she was out there all alone, she's upset now, so she's got to leave. Because she done made this big scene about this black woman being the pilot and not being qualified to fly because she got her job through affirmative action. Oh my. Now I know some of y'all wondering about this black pilot. Well, I'm gonna tell you. In reality, honestly, the pilot of the plane was trained by the US Air Force and was a decorated veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, where she flew aerial refueling missions for transport and reconnaissance aircraft. She has been flying for American Airlines for 4 years, and is one of their airline's most experienced 737 pilots. Now, this woman just, Coulter just made a whole big scene over this woman right here. I just read her credentials to you. Who really looks dumb here? Who looks like they really are the inexperienced ones? Now, here's the kicker to this. After the incident, Coulter was taken in for questioning because violating the instructions of flight attendants is a federal offense. Okay. However, federal enforcement officials, law enforcement officials say no charges will be filed, and they recommend against pressing charges and mandated a full psychiatric evaluation. But after all this, she's been put these people through, all this stuff, negative stuff she said, she still is unapologetic about her actions. And in a statement released on her official page, she defended her decision to stay off the plane. I made the best decision I could with the information I had at the time. I'm not going to risk my life for the sake of some liberal fantasy of equality. And that's what this woman said. That is exactly what that woman said. What the hell, y'all? What the hell? What do y'all think about that? Do you think she just should have been let off like that? Now, she's supposed to go in and get a full psychiatric help, right? Come on. You know what's going to happen, right? She's going to go sit in there. They're going to talk about whatever they're talking about, and that's going to be the end of it. Now, if that been me and you, oh, yeah, we've been down in the back cave somewhere getting beat down, trying to figure out what the hell we got going on and why we want to talk that way and why, you know, next thing you know, we being accused of being a part of a terrorist cell and we are against the United States of America because of the way we talk. But this woman got on a plane full of passengers. And if you ever been on a 737, that's a lot of people. Because, you know, airplanes, airlines now just don't fill out with a little bit of people. They have a whole bunch of people on the plane. And the 737, one of the biggest ones they have. So that's a lot of people this woman has stood up in front of and basically called this woman pilot a fraud. Isn't that something like libel? You know, that would be a twist, wouldn't it? The woman pilot just got out and decided to sue the hell out of her. Ain't like she don't have grounds to stand on. She even slandered that woman's name like she crazy. I'm just saying, man, it's just crazy. How in the hell do you, and then they just, I thought the plane's supposed to have air marshals or something on it. No air marshal decided to get up and shut this clown up. Oh, no. This is a white woman talking about a black woman. Let her stand and speak her mind. Because affirmative action is not what we need for this black woman to be flying this plane. So I can voice my opinion. That's bullshit. That's right. That's bullcrap. I mean, really, y'all. What's really happening here? What is really going on in this country? And, you know, and I've said it before, and I've said it again. If your eyes aren't open, you better open them. Because these folk, they are not hiding anymore, y'all. They're not hiding about the way they feel at all. They're telling you straight up what they're feeling and what you can do with the accomplishments you think you are making. I don't know. Maybe I'm just on a rant today for no reason. But I really found that really upsetting and just crazy. I did. I thought it was crazy. But this one, she's actually written a book and everything. She's some top dang on top TV personality on cable or something. Wow. I tell you, it's really coming to something that's, it's scary, y'all. It really is. It's scary. Now, if she said that now, I can imagine what fits and tantrums she's going to be throwing next month. She got a whole month to deal with a bunch of black folk. Oh, Lord. She got a whole month. Now, you know what? If she that big ass, is she really that bad? Is she that bold? Tell her go and stand in the middle of Chicago right about now and say anything close to that. That's right. If she really believes what she's saying, tell her to go to Chicago and stand anywhere on the east, south, or wherever in Chicago and say that same bull. And if she makes it out of there, then she's good to go. And, of course, we already know that is not going to happen. It's not. Wow. Man, I tell you, I don't know. I must be getting old. I guess I must be losing my mind right now because I really think that was just downright crazy. It really was. But I think she really owes that pilot an apology, a big apology. Of course, we know she's not gonna get it because she's already said she did what she thinks was best. So she's not going to apologize to the black pilot, even though she was dead ass wrong. And I can't believe she said, I made the best decision I could with the information I had at the time. I'm not going to risk my life for the sake of some liberal fantasy of equality. Wow. Wow. Now, this same black woman that she's talking about that's getting ready to find this plane has put her life on the line for this lady. Over in Iraq and Afghanistan. She's put her life on the line. She's a veteran. But see, and you mean to tell me you got to come home to that kind of stuff? That's what veterans have to come home to? That type of thinking? Why in the hell are we black folk over there fighting any damn way then? I'm just saying. That's right. I'm probably make somebody mad today, but I can't help it. I'm just gonna say what I'm saying because this shit is wrong. That's right. Yeah, I cursed. Get over it. Okay. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. I'm going to calm down. This really made me mad, though. It really did. I can't believe that. Being a veteran, I was, oh, my goodness. Golly. Oh, well. Somebody's saving y'all because they got their hands raised up. So somebody's saving y'all from my rant right now. But if I get a chance, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm telling you, I'm coming back. I ain't scared of you. Okay. Hold on. Let me open this phone line up. Good afternoon. You on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Well, how you doing, Michael? How are you today?
All right.
That's good.
So you talking about that story, Ann Carter story?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You think that's real?
Damn right it's real. Why wouldn't it be real, Michael?
Calm down, guys. It's a satire. Do your research. She ain't say that shit. I thought it was real, too. It's a satire. That woman wouldn't end her career like that. It was a satire. It's not real. Do your research. Go on the internet. It's a satire. They had to do apologize. That paper out there, a lot of papers do a lot of satire, people, and we think it's true. That's how they control our minds. That's satire.
Michael,
and sometimes
Michael,
they do that for...
Michael,
what?
I ain't trying to hear that bullshit today. You,
no, I've already heard it on another show. They've already investigated it, man. I'm trying to tell you.
This is what I'm saying, Michael.
The paper did it as a satire. She did not actually do that in real life.
Michael, even if that was a satire, that's not hiding the fact that that's going on for real, man.
Right, but listen, don't say if it was, Mr. Talk. I'm giving you reality, and I'm giving your audience a reality of fact.
I'm trying to give you reality.
Mr. Talk, listen, calm down for a minute. I'm giving you facts. I'm not agreeing with you that if that happened, she was wrong. But I'm letting you know, in real life, that did not happen. They wrote the story as a satire. That's a fact. That's the only thing I'm telling you. I agree with you if she would have done it. Yeah, I agree with you, the point that they're trying to make, the black powers. But the only thing I'm telling you, Mr. Talk, for information.
What is the point they're trying to make with that?
Well, they can make a lot of points. They can make a point that, I know English language, okay? I may not talk like I know English language, but I know it's sometimes when people make satires, the people who are writing, they're trying to make a point, just like you're saying, that black pilots are starting to come up, black women are starting to come up and be pilots and know how strong women is. But the only thing I'm saying, the incidents that you're visualizing, it never happened in life. That's a fact. Go research it. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Michael, let me ask you this question. Okay, because you keep saying it, but you haven't given me any proof. What reason would they have to do that?
Hold up, I will go give you some proof. I'll go to my computer,
Michael,
but I'm letting you know. Okay,
No, listen to the question I just asked you. What was the reason behind, if that story is not true, what is the reason behind them actually putting a story like that out?
Sir, first of all, look, I live in the now. Newspapers are rotten. Look at the average newspaper, how they do politicians. Sir, I don't know the point that they're trying to make, but I'm just going by what you're saying, how some other people were talking about this before, sir, and I'm letting you know some people were saying that maybe the satire is just like you're saying, showing that, is racist people out there, showing that black women are starting to be more empowered. You can look at that satire and get what you want from it. That's the only thing I'm telling you, sir. I mean, you can argue all you want, but I'm letting you know it did not happen in real life.
Michael.
And I will go, I'll hang up, and I will go and get you to show you that it's a satire.
You don't have to hang up, Michael, but here's what I'm about
to
say to you.
Well, what are you arguing about? I'm just telling you, sir, that it didn't happen in real life.
Michael, I'm going to tell you once today, and that's all I'm going to tell you. When I say Michael, I don't want to hear no more until I finish, okay? Now, I'm just going to tell you once today now. Now, here's what I'm about to say, all right? I don't need nobody doing a satire in a newspaper to tell me that black women are coming up. I know they're coming up. Now, that bullshit there, what you talking about right now, about it didn't happen or whatever, what's the scary part? Somebody thought about it, Michael. Somebody thought about it.
Okay. And I have no problem.
About it, They put it in black and white, Michael. So that's
okay.
Just not something that somebody's just sitting around joking about. Somebody
so
really believe in that.
Hold up, sir. You don't know. I don't mean to harm Mr. Talk. You don't know how to. The media is fourth branch of government. They control people's minds, okay? And you're trying to. Don't try to convince me that people don't write stuff like that and try to control people's minds. They controlled your mind. I'm just letting you know, sir, that the actions, the scene that you thought it didn't happen in real life is not reality. That's all. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not debating with you why. The only thing I'm saying that it didn't happen in real life. Bottom line. Now, we can go into why they did that, but I'm just letting you know it did not happen in real life.
Okay. It did not happen. Y'all, according to Michael,
it did not happen in real life. Okay. I'll go. Hold on, sir. I'll go and look up the research for you.
Well, thank you, Michael. I would appreciate that. Now, you're going to come back and put the link in our chat room so we can see where did not happen for real. Okay. All right. While Michael is doing his research on that, we're going to go ahead and move on to today's topic because Michael about to get me to blow a gasket up in here, and it ain't going to be pretty if I blow up a gasket. I'm reaching through phones and everything then. So, with that being said, let's get on today's topic. And today's topic is stop milking the cow. And maybe that's what Michael means. Maybe that's what it means. That's why the newspaper did that, because they want us to stop. They want us to stop milking the cow and get out there and do what we need to do, right? And show that we are advancing because of affirmative action and all that other great stuff that they got going on. What the hell am I talking about? I don't know. All right, you still there, Michael? Okay. Anyway, as far as stop milking the cow. Oh boy, I tell you, I got to calm down for a moment. See, all right. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today here on Let's Talk. And our topic today is stop milking the cow. Now, to join in the conversation, you can give me a call at 347-838-8622. Email me ericletstalk@gmail.com. At Twitter, you can follow me at Driven for Life FOR62. Or you stop by my Facebook page and leave me a message. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Also, we do have a chat room. A chat room is open. So you can log into the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson62, and join us in the chat room there. Or just sign into your local social media site, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, whatever you're using, and join us in the chat room there. We can get a conversation going there also. All right, now that we have all those commercial things out the way, let's get on to talking. So let's talk, y'all. The old saying goes, why milk the cow if it's free? Why milk the cow if it's free? If you have no intentions of marrying this person, men and women, why are you continuing to give the milk away or drink the milk? It would be good practice if you could abstain ourselves. If we could abstain ourselves for once, and we have no intentions of spending time with this person for a lengthy amount of time. Okay, basically, man, look, let's go on and as Lo say, let's go on to be real and quick to bull jive. Look, ladies, you know that Joker ain't trying to marry you. You know he laying up in your house every night, every day. You know, he comes by when he wants to. You never see him, but yet you steady giving up the cookies. Why? Why are you doing that? So you letting him milk the cow just as much? He getting all the milk he wants, but he ain't having to pay anything for the milk. What the hell is going on? Now, don't get it twisted, fellas. Some of y'all out there, you know, y'all doing the same thing. Y'all doing the same thing. Y'all getting railroaded by women, too. That's right. I'm going to put on out there. Yeah, boy, I tell you. Y'all like this today. Oh, I tell you, y'all, I'm feeling pretty good now. Oh, boy, I was feeling kind of sluggish earlier, but I got off my chest right about now. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's a whole lot of milk y'all giving up out there and not making anybody pay for it. I mean, really? Y'all sure giving up a lot of stuff. Why are you doing that? Why? Is it to the point to where you just have that much milk to where you can afford just to give it away now? You can afford to live with someone for years and years and years and not require any type of commitment or responsibility from them? Is that what we've gotten to now in this 2013? Is that where we are now, y'all? marriage, you know, we talked about some things you had to prenup yesterday. Well, you know what? And it was some points made that, you know, what hell? Why even worry about getting married? You know, why worry about getting married? And this kind of falls in there. If you can get the milk free, yeah, why worry about getting married? Is it even, you know, why not? I'm still getting what I want as if though I am married. Now, I come up here and lay up, you know, watch TV, get fed. You know, I ain't got no responsibilities. When I'm ready to roll, I get up and haul ass because I know it's going to be there when I come back. Is that where we are in society today, people? Why? Why are we there? Is there a specific reason? Is there a certain somebody's certain? Is there a certain fault? Somebody's fault that this is where we are now? Or is everybody just scared? Everybody just realized that's the easy thing to do. It's cheaper not to be married, but the cohabitate. And that's the word they call it, right? Cohabitate. Not just hell, just slinging ass and slinging dick. Just going to put it on out there the right way. I'm just going to say it today. I'm just going to say it. I'm not sugarcoating it no more. I'm just, you know, slinging Peter and slinging booty. As long as you're doing that, and everybody's happy. You giving it away free. They getting it for free. No responsibilities anywhere. Got kids flying out all over the damn place. And you still giving up milk free. And milk you should be giving to your kids, for some of you. You can't even do that. Because you're too busy out there trying to give some more milk away free. I don't know, man. What's really going on? 504-870. I see y'all out there, man. Thank you for joining today. Michael, where you at? I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room also. But why are we giving them our milk away free? Why are we doing this and we not require anything in return? Why are we not requiring anybody to be any type of relationship with us? We just doing the damn thing. Y'all want to talk about that today, do you? That's what it is. I must be touching a couple of nerves. Ain't nobody want to talk to me about that today. Well, yeah, you know, it's okay. Y'all ain't got to talk to me. I'll talk to y'all for a moment. It's been a while since I did a little talking. That's right. It's been a while since I did some talking. And I just took my meds, so I'm good. I can talk for a moment right now. Oh, boy, I tell you. But on a serious tip, though, why are you letting these people get, why are you giving these people your milk for free? Why? Why? You know, I don't know. As hard as it is out there, oh, maybe that is what it is. Is it that hard out there to where you just feel like that is the only way you can be in a meaningful, you know, would you even call that a damn relationship? Would you call that a relationship? I don't think so. So basically what you have is a good sex partner. So, you know, you have your sex partner and you happy with that. You don't have to worry about no type of responsibility. You give it to him when he wants it. He give you what you want, and then y'all roll out, giving it away for free. That cow, and then when the cow dries up, when that milk starts drying up, what happens? That individual moves the heck on. That's right, they move right on. I wonder where they move on to the next cow that's giving up some free milk. Now, okay, you know what? Let's get around. I'm not calling any person or people or specific gender cows, okay? So I want y'all to think that. But I'm using this as a metaphor for those of you out there that's giving stuff away for free. Okay, I tell you what. Since y'all don't want to talk about that, in that aspect of it, let's talk about as far as how about the same damn thing, giving your damn self up for free? I ain't changing nothing because I don't feel like changing it today. We going to talk about this dang on thing. So you know what? Get with it. All right, y'all. Y'all want to talk about this thing? Give me a call, 347-838-8622. All right. The lines are open, and I'm crazy. So let's talk about this today. We're going to have us some fun. It's Thursday, y'all. Come on. One more day for the weekend. Let's do this. Hello, Mr. Lowe. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on?
Not a dang on thing, man. What's going on with you? Okay. All right. I barely can hear you, Lowe.
Hey, I said I'm gonna can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit better.
Okay, I said I'll chime in and fall into the queue, but all things being said and equal, I think the older people used to use was why buy the cow when you get the milk and butter for free.
Uh-huh.
And not to me it's just like with society that we live in now is more or less a society that's based on individuality, and there's a need for another person. That's the way things have been structured. To the only concerns you should have is pretty much about self and your own self gratification, what you can get, you know, regardless of how it affects someone else. You know, with statistics that were thrown out there the other day as far as people being married and getting divorced and everything, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they are more concerned about their own personal self-gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has a lot to do with selfishness and an unwillingness to go and, you know, seek out someone that has similar ideas, not specifically all the same that you share, but some similar ideas and likes and dislikes. And, you know, pour some of your emotion into that person, and they, in return, pour some into you. And, hey, you're growing your bill from that. But if you're not even willing to do that much, then, hey, you won't have anything from the very beginning. If you're only concerned about what you're going to get, what you're expecting, what you don't like, and what this other person must and must not have, you're not going to grow that way. It's that individuality is always about. Hey, ultimately, you wonder alone, you wonder why. You know, it's kind of like the person that has an answer for everyone else. But their life is all in shambles. You know, so that's kind of my take on it. Yeah.
That's your take on it. You know what, though? That makes a little bit of sense. But so how do we stop this abundance of free milk giving? You know, what can we do? I don't know. What the hell can we do?
The other day when I told Joe, first of all, you should reinvent yourself. Get outside of the circle that you are so used to and try something different. It doesn't have to be anything rapid. You know, try something different. And maybe that could spark something. You know,
you sound like you're underwater, bro. You on an earpiece or something? Yeah.
I don't know what's the problem, man. I mean, I got my phone up to my ear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I say, I mean, try something different. You know, as far as if you are always expecting the exact same things, when you meet a person, per se,
mm-hmm.
switch it up just a little bit and see what happens then. You know, maybe, just maybe, you'll find out that some of your quote-unquote pet peeves, and I hate that term, that phrase, could
Hello?
Be the vices uh-huh. that were holding you back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really believe that.
Mm.
I really
okay.
do.
Well, you know what? That's a good. That makes a whole lot of sense. Hold on for a minute, Lo. Let me see what Michael got for me. What you got for me, Mike?
Oh, what I got for you? You can go to. I'm not at my computer to log in or whatever. You can go to cafemom.com. You can go to any search box on any computer, and just Google or type in Ann Carter satire on airplane, and you'll find out that everything that happened on the airplane was a satire. If it was real life, it would be all over the news. It would be. It would be all over the news. She'll be. I mean, she wouldn't be able to sell books anymore. That's why you don't see her talking about it. So I mean, that's it. I mean, we can just go ahead and move on. But I'm just saying that's just how they controls. I mean, can control you though. But when I first heard it, and to answer your question, when I first heard it, yes, I thought she was racist until I found out that it was a satire.
Oh, just
you know, I thought, okay, I wasn't surprised at saying it because the way they wrote it, you could just actually, if you ever heard it, you can visualize her doing that. You see what I'm saying? So that's what, I mean, that's how people do in the media, you know, so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Stop milking the cow, Michael. Start taking that milk for free like that. I think it's more to it. I think it's more to it than just that satire. Lo, did you hear the story I opened up with today?
No, sir, I didn't.
Oh, okay. It's about Ann Carter. Apparently, she stood up on the plane. I said apparently. She stood up on the plane.
I did read that.
Yeah.
I did read that.
So, well, Michael is saying that it wasn't real, it was a satire type of thing. Yeah, that's what Michael said.
Well, what would give him that idea?
Sir, y'all can debate me all you want, but if you debate me,
I'm not
debating
any damn thing. I asked you a question. I said, what gave you that idea?
When I read the article and they said it was a satire, and the people who wrote it said it was a satire. It didn't happen, and let me let you know, if it really did happen, it will be all over the news. And I'm letting you know, and if you want to keep on talking about this,
this shows
how the media controls your mind. You thought it was real.
In actuality,
it didn't ever happen. That's what I'm told. There's no argument. You can't argue against that. So let's.
Hold up, man.
It didn't happen.
You saying what you say. Now, maybe solution them let you talk all over them. I just hang this phone up and y'all can have it. But as far as when I'm going in and saying what I got to say, I don't expect for you to just keep talking over me. I'm a grown ass motherfucking man. Perfect.
Right, but you just cut me off, though. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
You just said, it's satire, and, you know, this shows how they control your mind. Let me tell you something, Pop. It's like this. Now, if they throw a story out there, one or two things going to happen. I am going to read it, and I'm going to come up with my own conclusion. I don't give a damn what anybody else says or thinks about it. And as far as Ann Coulter is concerned, hey, I wouldn't put anything past her from what she had said and done before. So I didn't take this and run with it. I read it. I said, hey, maybe it did happen. I don't doubt it. But when I did read the fact that she didn't get arrested, I definitely knew that was a high probability because, hey, if you got money, the law doesn't apply to you. So as far as all things being even and equal, maybe it did happen, maybe it didn't happen. I don't know. Hell, you got a big-time, big-money preacher in Atlanta that supposedly knocked the hell out of his daughter. They supposedly dropped the charges on him. Where they do that at?
So, are you finished? Could I please respond to that sitting Mr. Talk?
Go ahead.
Listen to what you're saying. You're saying did it happen or maybe didn't happen. If it would happen, don't you think that black lady would have been interviewed? Don't you think this media would have a frenzy out of this? And listen to you talking. You're saying you're reading it, and I'm telling you facts. In actuality, and just like you were telling me, I'm giving you facts, and you want to stand all alone by yourself, and you want to keep on saying, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen, and I'm telling you, it never happened in this world, and it was a satire, someone did it, and you want to keep on doing it. See, that's how they control your mind. You should listen to yourself. If it never really happened, and you're saying what you're saying, they have your mind in their hand.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, sir. And Mr. Talk, if you want to talk about why they wrote it, well, maybe they're when I first read it, I thought she was a racist. I had main intentions to her, and then I said, wow. Another thing I thought, I said, wow, I never knew it was a black female pilot. What interested me. So I didn't go into that article and read when I first read it. I didn't go in that article taking all negative towards that because I never know we had black female plotters like that. If that's so, that's good.
But yet you say you live in the now. Okay, hold on. Let me bring somebody else
in. What do you mean? Okay.
Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in on the call. Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Solutions.
Yeah, I hate this damn new format. I think it stinks.
Yeah, I know, right?
You had gotten lost because they don't allow you. Anyway, this was bad.
Are you talking about the new updates on Blog Talk?
Yeah, the new
format. Oh, yes. I had to try to find you for like a half an hour, man.
And
the search box
doesn't
even work.
You're a computer expert, right?
I'm saying that search box doesn't even work. If you type in Mr. Talk in that search box, it doesn't even bring it up. So
web
developer is messed up.
It has a bad query because Mr. Talk is one word, no period.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And it'll only bring it up if you type it like that. But at any rate, yeah, this is thank you, Blog Talk. I didn't tell you, man. You leave it like it was. It was okay.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I
almost thought you had to pay to listen.
Exactly. When they said $39.99 for, I was like, "What? Oh, they got me! It was free for 30 days or something."
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now your topic here is milking the cow. Now that's an interesting way of even saying it. That's disparaging. But it's the same argument we have all the time. And I listen to I won't call them morons, but the people who talk about move on, talk about something else, they don't understand any of the issues vis-a-vis relationships because you're talking about the same thing, Eric. You say, why milk the cow if it's for free? If you have no intention of marrying this person, okay, if the goddamn person is not marriage material, that's what we have to talk about. Well, maybe, Eric, I know there's cleverness in the apparent insanity of these questions, but nevertheless, if you have no intention of marrying, well, you can't have an intention of marrying the person. First of all, you don't know the person. And if you accept any of the numbers that Joe says he goes up to 99% of the women are not good relationship material. And, he gives a figure. He says 25% of men are jerks, but 75% of men are quality men and want a healthy relationship with a healthy woman. But then he points out that 95% of women are not good girlfriend or relationship material. So the only thing people can relate to is the very superficial, I would say the very basic and basal, which would be sex. I normally refer to that as referring to your reptilian brain, only referring to the survival issues. If you talk about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, they never get above the basic needs. And that's because we don't talk about it and come to any conclusions in an intelligent way. When you start talking about there's no right or wrong, you've just cut your throat. When you and even if it doesn't rise to the level of right and wrong, you still have good, better, and best. And you should talk about those. But when you remove the standards trying to be clever, you really make a fool of yourself because now you have no path to get anywhere. So you talk about why buying the milk if it's for free. Okay, what's for free? And what's the milk? Are you talking about sex? Because people aren't spending quality time together. They don't know each other. They're strangers. And that's the reason. Now, yesterday when you guys talk about the prenup, which is a very good place to start because that helps instigate healthy conversation. But one of the points that were brought out and was rapidly moved away from was the fact that women consider the de facto, women consider the default state prenuptial agreement their insurance policy. Now, I did hear you guys reference that, but you left it as immediate. You don't develop anything. Very little is really developed to where the people can take it away and do something differently. Now, admittedly, most people who come here are egomaniacs. They aren't going to do anything differently. They are a completed product. But the fact of the matter, I think if we explored it a little bit from an academic point of view, some people would pick up on it, you see? So why buy the milk? Why milk the cow if it's free? Generally, that's all a person has to offer is sex. Many times, that's all a woman is offering is sex. She has no personality, character, or attitude worthy of a man staying with her. So is that clear?
Okay, let me ask. I got text that wanted me to ask you. What is the definition of a quality man and a quality woman?
That's a good question. At minimum, a quality man and a quality woman are going to coincide. They have their own. They're looking for a partnership and not to be parasites off of each other. That's number one. And I like the way Joe held Empress yesterday, that she wasn't entitled. I love that. That was wonderful. But they are open to communicate. They can state that they want to be in a committed relationship, and they demonstrate that by spending the time once they're able to meet someone. But they're open, they're seeking, but they have a base from which they operate, and that base from which they operate is called self-sufficiency. That means they're not looking to, you know, get at someone else's stuff. They want to interact with a person on a character basis. And we can also talk about a person being a supportive and being willing to listen. Those are some of the basic, ingredients or characters, character traits, I should say, that would comprise a quality person. And thank you for asking.
Okay, you're quite welcome. Okay, but let's, if there are 75% of good men.
Wait, before you go on, do you agree with those? Do those resonate or strike a chord with you?
With me? Yes, they do.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Now, here's my question. 75% of men, if 75% of men are quality men and only 5% of women are quality women, then there's a big issue there. So how
that's
do you get
right
around?
There. Okay,
and you get around that description.
Want me to tell you what the issue is?
Yes, I would like to hear that.
Yes, about 40% of those women have never heard clarity from men as to what they want. That's the reason I say, men, decide amongst yourselves what you want. Just like we decide, we drive on the right side of the road. So we won't have an abundance of collisions, you see? It's the same thing with relationships. Men need to decide for themselves what is best for particularly quality men. They need to come to a consensus.
Okay.
And if they don't come to asking women what you want, that only brings in confusion. And allowing a lot of men in. Now, I'm not saying the men shouldn't be able to talk, but as the old bromide goes, as the palate is for tasting food, so is the ear for tasting words. A lot of us will listen to men who are crazy. These men don't know what they're talking about. And even some men who may be in relationships, they can't tell you the way to it. And that's not bad. You know, I love a person, you know, being in a good relationship, however they're in it. But they aren't didactic. They aren't teachers. They can't really give any illustrations of specificity as to how to get from point A to point B.
So, Mr. Solution, what is your success rate? Since you just said all that, what is your success rate?
Wait a minute, Michael. I want you to shut up. I'm not talking to
you. Wow. Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's number one.
I'll be a good boy today. I'll attack later, but I'll be quiet for now.
Okay, well, let me.
Okay, I'm
going to
tell you what
first.
The Bible says. The Bible says at one point, answer.
See how he bring? Okay, wow, okay.
Point. The Bible says, answer a fool according to his folly, and that's when there's a teaching moment. Another point.
Well, I like being a father. You know, you called me a father the other day. I love that. In the Urban Dictionary, that means someone is pounding real hard and fast when they're having sex. So I am a father. Look that up, sir.
Okay. No,
he called me a name the other day. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Is the other point is when you find out a person is a fool, you don't respond to them because there's no end to the foolishness of a fool.
Well, you know what? That he runs for a bite. See, he doesn't like no one, you know, dialoguing with him, and he thinks he's right all the time. And when someone doesn't agree and looks at a different world, a different opinion, he gets mad. He doesn't understand. And you notice every time you ask him a question, he always say, hello, what's going on? Because he's an attorney. He used to ask other people's questions. He's never been on the defensive. You see what I'm
Eric,
saying? He gets nervous.
Okay.
He's always on the offensive,
okay.
And he never learns anything. We
okay,
learn from
up.
Each other on this phone.
That's Eric, right.
Your
but let me bring
about milking the cow.
Let
now.
Me bring,
are we going
let me,
to talk about that or
yes,
not?
Yes, we are, but let me bring Supreme in. Let me bring
okay,
Supreme
sure.
in. Hello, Supreme. You're on the air. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up? Is my connection?
You got the same in and out.
wait. Let me get it fixed. No,
all right, get it. Yeah. Wow. I think Blog Talk just done messed up the whole day. But they new system. They need to work on it a little bit.
I didn't get what he said. He's complaining about the format also?
Nah, I think so.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. It's a nightmare. And then
Mr. Talk, I'm disappointed in you because when he asked you that question, do you agree with that foundation? Mr. Talk, you shouldn't have said yes because you may add something. You may add. Look, he gave you that list. He if you play back the tape, he gave you a specific list. If you write that list down, Mr. Talk, you may look within yourself and add something to that. So you once you add something to his list, it changed the whole picture. I could never answer the question, do you think that's appropriate? Listen, what he's talking about, there's no perfect book in raising children. There has not been, never. So there's no perfect book on relationships. There's none. So he's talking about he has this perfect solution. That's why I'm asking him, what is his success rate? If he has all these answers, if he has a good success rate, I would never disagree with him ever.
Okay. What's going on, Rob? I see you out there. Let me bring. Oh, okay. Hold on. Just wait.
Yeah,
good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Have you guys seen this new fucking bullshit BTR crap?
Huh?
I hate these fucking webmasters that always got to quote-unquote improve something.
Crazy. First of all, a lot of it, look, somebody's high. I know somebody's high. There's no possible way that I can go into the search box, type in Mr. Look, you know what I had to get you? I had to go to Google and blog Mr. Type / Mr. Talk, and then it came up. I couldn't go through the homepage.
No, you have. Yeah, it's difficult because they don't have the click box, which you can put in anybody's name in the search engine, but then you have to hit the enter key.
Hey, John.
Somebody's high.
They removed the categories too. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, and because they haven't completed it, so they're.
Right.
Well, if you don't complete it, you do not have it open. You do not have it user-friendly. I'm in technology. You do not have no site. If it's not completed, it's not user-friendly. And just like Rob said, search box, they don't even have a click where you can click so it can process.
Yeah.
They should not have this open.
I'll let you give them the benefit of the doubt.
No, you do not give them a benefit of the doubt. You do not give them a benefit of the doubt.
Hey, do you remember the improvements they made back in 2009?
Yeah.
That sucked.
I know, it did. It did, but
right?
We got used to it.
I'm not getting used to this shit.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Yes, you are.
So Blog Talk slash Mr. Talk.
You know what?
Anyway.
I wanted. They had the fucking balls to put the director of operations and the director of marketing up there, you know, and ask for replies. So I sent in, or actually I wrote in what my reaction was. They didn't accept it because I wasn't registered. Now, how's that?
Hey, Joe, and worse than that, I thought that this new program meant that you were going to have to pay to listen.
Exactly.
I thought that's what they had come up with. But,
God.
Exactly.
Well, some, Jesus.
Hey, they milking the cow. They milking the cow. Because they know we still going to do what we got to do.
Oh, milking the cow. Well, they're fucking milking the cow to death.
Well, no, well, it's messing up y'all because a lot of people is trying to find you on the internet. I mean, it's taking up time. It's frustrations. I know in technology, when a website makes somebody frustrated, they turn away from it.
You're right.
Absolutely. It's not user-friendly.
Do you know according to some studies, do you know what the average length of time is if you can't satisfy a surfer when they land on your site?
3 seconds?
It's supposedly 6 seconds, which I find to be a little bit generous. It's more like 2 seconds, Rich. I'd rather believe you than the 6 seconds.
If I weren't looking for Eric's show, I would have been done with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have been done, because what I had to do, I had a few other sites like Bookmark, but Eric is always easy to find. And so I went to their sites hoping he was a recent listener. And even though he was a recent listener before they changed this, they changed him from being a recent listener. So it was quite difficult. But I think if you type in Mr. Talk, it's one word, he does come up.
Oh, he does. But the thing is like if you put it in the search engine, the first time you land on the site after you click on whatever button you want to click on again on whatever page you want to get on, the search engine that they have available has no click button. So when you put in any particular name in that search field, you have to hit down the enter key, which is, you know, it's SOP anyway.
Hey, we agree. They are totally screwed up.
Oh, good God.
They're completely, hopefully they're still working on it. I
don't want them working on it. I want them to go back to
exactly.
I thought you were lost because even when I pulled you up, it didn't give the little prompt that you were on live. And so, but, you know, it is messed up. It's not user-friendly and it's totally screwed up. And I'm glad, Joe, I'm glad you wrote into them. Because
no, they didn't accept it because I'm not registered.
If I had written, I see what you mean. But you can still write them. They still have they used to. But I would have used a couple of expletives, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, well,
at least at that point,
they need.
I would have.
They need somebody to fucking curse their asses out.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this is against common sense.
Yeah, yesterday, I was giving you honor by holding Ebony's feet to the fire by saying to her she's not entitled, because that was her whole theme. She felt entitled.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, I had a CPA friend, and we used to talk about this extensively.
Mm-hmm.
And now, CPAs are actually smarter than attorneys, as far as I'm concerned, because their tests are harder. They have a legal test, legal portion, in addition to the CBA.
Plus the tax code change every year, and they got to update it. It's a madness. I wouldn't want to be one. They earn their money.
Right. Well, what I told her is she called me one day, and she was laughing a little bit, but, you know, her point was, well, what do you think about? Now, my mother is asking my father for a divorce, and she's asking for half. And she thought she had me in a quagmire. And I said, yeah, I believe she should get half. But prior to her getting half, she should deduct all of her years of living expenses. And that shut her up.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say after that?
Well, she shut up because she was caught in a quagmire. I said to her, Your mother has been living, and of course they love each other. This was all, she was kidding with me. She was
right.
her
I'm surprised
mother had
she didn't come back and say that, you know, the normal wife earns about $100,000 a year in services with being a chauffeur and a dishwasher repair woman and a maid.
Yeah, that's crap. That has been shown to be crap because they can't get money any place. In other words, I have read those feminist whinings. That's BS.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they could get that somewhere on the open market, let them have at it. I'm not saying what women do or men do, because there are shods, stay-at-home dads. What women do in the home, if they're a good, wife, mother, that's a great thing. That's fantastic. I had a good mother, very good mother, and so that's good. But for women to start saying, you know, the man owes them, you know, that's what
I was saying yesterday with Ebony. Remember the analogy I was saying? When if a woman goes to court and she's in front of the judge and she says, well, you know what, judge, this man owes me because before I met him, I was nothing. I was a waitress. I didn't go anywhere. But now because of him, I've gone to 5-star restaurants. I've gone to concerts. This man owes me for raising my standard of living. That's the rationale of the court.
Yeah, the life, and I love that, the life to which I have become accustomed.
I hate that fucking phrase. Jeez.
That's due to men having no balls, because all men have to do is say, look, you should be grateful for the point, for the
Absolutely.
Time your life has been elevated, because
Absolutely.
You didn't do it.
So what does the law say about that, though? I mean, when they make that argument, Mr. Solution, why can they make that argument about this was what our customers see? What does the law say about that?
Okay, the law supports them. That's and Joe, another point that I brought out, you know, there is some profundity that occurs, but the people don't develop it. When you the insurance, the default prenuptial of the state is considered by women.
Yeah, we know that, right? Mm-hmm.
It's an insurance policy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason women, most women, unless they have something. Now, it changes radically if women have something to lose. If they
of
have
course.
Assets,
yeah.
Then, of course, they want to protect it vis-a-vis a prenup.
Of course they do.
Well, hold
but
on,
if a woman doesn't have anything, she's adverse to the notion of a personal prenup. She likes,
I'm so offended.
Mr. Solution, I guess you're not answering my question, but let me, since you want to talk about yesterday's show, I asked you a legal question as an attorney, and you never answered my question, but let me say something about what you told me to research.
I'm not talking to Michael. I'm finished with responding to Michael. I'm not talking to him.
You're not okay, wow. Okay.
All right. Mm.
Well, Mr. Talk, he asked me to research. I mean, I just must say this, since they're talking about yesterday's show. Mr. Solution says that the birth of the license, marriage license, is a prenuptial agreement. Stop, not in all states. In California, it's a prenuptial agreement. When I read it, I can see why he's saying it's a prenup. The only reason why it's a prenup is because California law says, and two, when you apply for a license, you have to prove that you and the other person are living as spouses, meaning that you have to be staying in the same. You have to prove to them that you're living in the same house. In some states, you may have to take a test or what have you. Other states, though, like similar to my states in Pennsylvania and Maryland and Virginia, other states, this is how the process is. The license is not a prenuptial agreement. The license, when you apply for the license, they make sure that you're not, you know, you may not have no diseases when you get married.
Mike.
Make sure you're not no brothers and sisters. Hold up. He's asking me stuff. Make sure you're not no brothers and sisters and stuff like that. Once you get once everything clears, I already know because I've been through it, man. I got married.
I know.
Tell me.
Michael.
It's not. I mean, you're cutting me off. I'm explaining. I'm, this man challenged me on something.
I know.
And
I want
I'm
to
explaining.
Answer the question for you.
Okay, because I go on. Thank you, Rob.
Okay.
So, short
My name's Joe. It's not Rob.
I mean, I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize. Make it short and sweet, Joe.
Yeah, I try. What Rich is saying is that, in essence, the law is the prenup agreement, not the marriage license per se. when men and women get married, women know that the law is skewed towards them in their favor. So therefore, they already have an existence of prenup. As a result, they can argue about how a man is selfish because they don't need an attorney. The prenup has already been formulated for them.
I'm sorry,
by the law.
So you cut me off for the wrong reasons. This man said yesterday that when he challenged me, he said when I signed the marriage license, the marriage license and marriage certificate is two different things. He said, and well, hold up, some states it is on one form. He said when you sign the marriage license, it's a prenup agreement. And I'm saying, no, it's not.
Well, it's not
all
a prenup
states.
Agreement. It's not a prenup agreement.
Well, that's
per
what he
se.
Said, though.
No. In essence, the marriage license, when you become married, the law.
Hold on. There's a different standard. Hold on. There's a different process.
You better
let's
talk
not
to
steer
Rich
people wrong.
I can't. I'm not going to be the proxy.
No, I'm sorry you're confused, sir. You have to get the license before you get the certificate. He said once you get the license, it's a prenup. When you get the license, that doesn't mean you're married, sir. And in some states, the license and the certificate is – no,
okay,
it's not,
all right,
sir.
All right.
I, that's why I'm trying – let me please explain myself.
All right.
Listen, in different – listen, this is how – let me explain myself, and then I'll tell you how California is, and that's what he's reading off
all
of.
Right.
Okay, real quick. Mm-hmm. I apply for a license. When you apply for a license for the state, they make sure that you're not brothers and sisters. You know, you may not have the diseases in some states and make sure you're all good in that, right? They take 48 hours.
Okay.
Once you pass the license, you are entitled to get a certificate.
Okay.
Okay, once you get that certificate, when you get that marriage certificate, that's when you can get married.
Okay.
Now, hold up. Now listen. In some states, like it's California, you have when you get the marriage license, they say you have to prove that you're living together as a spouse. In Maryland and Pennsylvania, other states, you don't have to prove that you're living together as a spouse. You can just come together and make sure you're not brothers and sisters and all that.
Okay.
But you have to prove that. Hold up, you have to prove that you're a spouse. And in some states, you can get married that same day. So some states they have the technology where they can approve that the license is good, and they'll give you that certificate. What's on the form? You can get married the same day. And in the states I had to wait. So it's a different process. So when he's talking about California law, technically he's right, because if you're saying that the person is your spouse when you apply for the license, yes, they are technically doing something. But I'm just saying, I'm visualizing that. They're saying that people have to shack up, because according to you saying you're living as a spouse, they must be living with you. In other states, it is not worded that way, sir. So in California, yes, in this document, when the license and certificate is on the same paper and you have to prove that they are a spouse before you apply for the license, you're living as a spouse, yes, I can say that. But in other states, like I did, no. When you sign that marriage license, that is not a prenup agreement. That's not. Because they don't even know if you're brothers and sisters or not.
Okay. All right.
That's all I'm saying, sir.
Okay.
But when you sign that marriage
certificate,
that's what it is.
Okay.
I guess that was on his ignorance of not knowing.
Right, but see, he can challenge me to research something. See, he thinks I'm a fool. I can read and comprehend very well. I may not talk the way you want me to talk. I have my different style. Listen, we can all, brothers, I learned something from all of y'all. But I don't think I know everything. It may sound like it. I don't know everything.
Learned
from y'all.
Say, bro, screw him, man. That dude don't know. Hey, like I said a few minutes ago, maybe he take a rib shot, maybe he won't. The person that has an opinion for everything that's going on, has a reason why this and that is going on in relationships, but is ignorant of a relationship, that person can't tell me a damn thing about having a woman or being married or any of that. That's like, I'm not Catholic and I wouldn't be. How the hell am I going to go to a man that's never been married and tell him, well, you know, me and my wife, we're having problems. What should I do? The fuck he can tell me?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Catholic thing, because there are priests that a lot of marriages, broken marriages, go to for counseling. The priest has never been married, and they get good advice from the priest.
Are you giving me fact or opinion?
No, I mean, that's in the Catholic faith. I've researched the Catholic faith.
Okay, well, all I'm asking you is, you said that they give good advice. Are you giving me fact or opinion? Because
well, from the people who've gotten advice from the priest and who like them, they will recommend the priest, and they say, well, the priest helped save my marriage, or the priest gave me good advice, and the priest has never been married. Jesus Christ was never married, and he gave he supposedly gave advice about marriages.
Well, see, now you want to put the priest as being Yeshaya. That's apples and oranges. It doesn't work.
No, what I'm saying then, Lo, is that a person doesn't have to be married in order to know about marriage. A person can observe and then give advice based upon those observations and accurate conclusions.
I understand. That's just like being on the outside looking in, though, Joe. Till you actually enter the mafia, you don't know anything other than the stories you've been told.
That's it.
Well, that's okay.
It's a learning experience, right, though?
Well, yeah, you can learn either by experience or you can learn from other people's experiences. That's how humans operate.
Okay, wait. Wasn't this yesterday's conversation?
Exactly. Mr. Solution got us on this, man. I just want to say something about milking a cow. If I'm dealing with a girl and I'm not married to her and we just friends, how I'm milking the cow? I'm reading this. I mean, are y'all saying I have to abstain from sex if I don't want to marry this girl?
What does this milking the cow mean?
You should abstain from it, though.
That's a whining statement by girls.
No one is saying that you should or shouldn't do anything. But the thing is, as long as you two are on a mutual accord, if you have the same agreement in mind, then hey, it's fine. Maybe
right.
you want something more. Maybe she does. Maybe not.
Right.
That particular statement, though, was made by whining women or by playboys. Playboys will say, "Why buy the cow when you can milk it for free?" Because they don't want to get married. And women will complain, "He doesn't want to marry me because he's getting sex from me, so he doesn't want to marry me because he's getting all this sex for nothing." It's a whining statement by chicks, and it's a playboy's badge of honor.
He's getting this sex for nothing. Well, my sex is good, too. When they have sex, when I have sex, they're getting a feeling, too. I don't play them games.
Absolutely. Broads don't go to bed with men out of mercy. They go to bed with men to get laid, to get their fucking orgasm. So no broad should ever fucking complain about a man who's going to bed with her. As long as a man is not lying to her, she has nothing to complain about, even if she wants to get married. She can't even bring up the fact, well, my fucking eggs are drying up. Who gives a fuck if your eggs are drying up?
Wow, exactly.
Yeah, you want to get married? I don't want to get married.
You,
we have two different goals. So
Joe, just listening as you talk, Joe, you looking for something more, but, you know,
I'm looking for a long-term relationship, but not definitely, absolutely no fucking marriage. I don't want the law interfering with my state of relationship with my woman.
Wrong with being with a woman for, like, 10, 15, 20 years? What's wrong with that? That's what I plan on doing when I'm done, you know, fucking all the hoes I could possibly fuck.
But see, Goofy Bo, you put the time limit on it, though, bro. If you're in love, you can't put – I would say that if I really love a woman, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to be with her for 15 years. And when 15 years come, I get out of the budge. If I really love her, I'm not going to – I'm like this. I'm being patient. I want things to evolve in the way it's going to do. I'm not putting no time limits on it. I'm not even going to say that I'm never going to be married. But I'm not. I don't have no pressure, and I'm going to let it evolve this time.
You know what, Mike?
I'm gonna let it evolve.
I agree.
Well, good luck to you, Mike.
But
good
I tell you what,
you,
when you date a girl, let's see how she feels about it.
I'm gonna be straight up with them. The only thing I have to say, I'm not ready to be married. And what else you gonna do?
Oh,
you know
what? We're still gonna do the bang bang. So what? I'm being honest.
Well, that's what men should be. But see, women, they don't give a fuck about whether or not you're honest. They want things their way, and they try to condemn you for not doing things their way. They want to get
married. No. What's the problem with women is you tell them, hey, this is how it's going to go, and they agree with it. But down that path, they start falling in love. And that's my greatest fucking pet peeve is when I tell them, hey, you know, we're just going to, you know, go with the flow. We'll, you know, we'll be movie dates, you know, go have coffee together. You know, we'll do all that shit. But in the end, you know, we're banging each other out, and that's it. You know, no feelings. You know, put your feelings at home. You know, we're coming over here. We're playing. We're enjoying ourselves. But see,
do you say
get,
just like that,
they get
Goofy?
Attached. Yeah, why? What's wrong?
I know. I just want to know if you're that honest, because I can see a lot of women saying.
But Goofy, though, let me tell you something. It's not all pleasure, because I know you're getting some pain behind this, some type of way. Or if you're not getting some pain now, in the future, you know what about the yin yang, sir. So that's why we, as we get older, Goofy, it's going to come back. All your pleasure going to bring you some type of pain. So you may find that beautiful one that's going to crush the shit out of you for all those women. So you got to watch that, sir. I'm kicking the bill to you, bro.
No, brother. I know what you're talking about. I have many opportunities of many beautiful women. But it's just, I can't do it. I'm not going to waste my time.
It's
going to
be that one day, Goofy, this might crush your heart. It won't be
that
one day. Is some pain going to come behind this pleasure? Even me.
There's three bitches I'm fucking with right now that I could say that they're the ones, because we have a tight relationship. One of them just, you know, really wants to push it over the hill. The other two really don't give a damn. They're enjoying themselves.
Right.
But see, you know, I go to, like, their family functions, like you know, for Christmas or Thanksgiving. They'll invite me, and I'll go, you know, meet all their family and shit. But I don't, you know, I tell, you know, say if the dad talks to me, because one dad did talk to me, and I say, hey, you know, we're just letting it go. You know, she's, you know, eligible to see whoever she wants to. I'm eligible to see whoever I want to, you know.
That's some fuckery, man. I'm amazed you're getting away with that bullshit.
What,
that was my daughter. You get spanked.
What would you rather have me say? Oh, you know, I'm going to take care of your daughter and da-da-da-da.
No, I respect
hell
that, but,
no.
You know,
I would rather
have
the man respect me for being honest instead of being some punk off the street that's banging his daughter, you know, just for his willies.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
I see you, if you, that was my daughter, I would see you as that punk on the street. You have to get your ass up out of my yard. Bottom line.
Why is
that happening? What
No.
He's just having pleasure with my daughter. You're crazy, bro.
What do you mean pleasure with your daughter? Is your daughter over 21?
You're mad. I got a daughter. And then in the day, man come and tell me that he's just having sex with my daughter and he ain't got the mind to go on. He better not even tell me that. He better
lie. What are you asking for?
No, he didn't say. Goofy didn't say it like that. That he said it. He didn't say it. No, Goofy didn't say that. But only thing I'm saying, if I have a daughter, I will be a fool. That if my daughter is going to be a virgin, have sex with one man and get married and live with that man for the rest of her life, I would be a fool if I had that in my mind. That's
nobody
all I'm
said
saying. But Goofy never said that, though. Goofy
father
never said
that.
He says he told his father that he's just banging his daughter, innit?
No, I didn't say like that.
I told him that his daughter
is eligible to see whoever she wants
to
see.
So what are you telling
me? So am I.
I'm reading between the bullshit.
Supreme.
I'm reading between the polite bullshit.
If you have a daughter that's over 21 years of age, who gives a shit?
Man, it don't matter. See, my daughter could be 40, 50, and the man come back and tell me that he better get his ass off.
Why?
You know what he told me? That he respects me more because he doesn't. His last, her last boyfriend used to beat the living crap out of her. And she was one of those dumb broads who believed that he was going to change and all this. And that's how I met her, at a bar crying over this fucking loser. And, you know, he respects me for me being, you know, someone that's actually giving her happiness, you know, than someone beating the crap out of her. You know?
He's given up.
So,
you know,
this is the fucking disease that continues this bullshit
with fucking broads. Father should teach their female children, their daughters, listen, sweetie, I love you, I will spoil you, but the world does not owe you a living. You've got to go out in this world, and when you're of age and you can find your own way, you've got to learn on your own. Nobody owes you shit. And when you find a man, you find out on your own whether or not he's fucking you because he likes you and likes the pussy, or he wants to get married, or you don't. This idea where you're protecting your fucking daughter, and she's 21, 25 years of age, that's bullshit. The broad's supposed to have a fucking mind of her own.
Exactly.
And my daughter, they ain't working. That's Europe. That's how Europeans deal with things. That's not how I deal with things. Bottom line.
So how long? How old does she have to be before?
But you trying to be in control, sir?
Whatever. As long as she's my daughter, yeah. She's always my little girl.
Of course she is.
But sir, you're being in control,
sir.
You're being overprotective. You're being overprotective.
That's being way overprotective.
It's beef.
What if she's 30 years old?
There's a difference between being
home somebody. You're going to question somebody who's 35 years of age what his intentions are towards a 30-year-old woman?
I would ask him, of course.
Oh, for God's sake. This is why fucking broads had this fucking disease in their fucking brain. Where they're entitled to everything, and they think daddy's going to come to the rescue. At what point do we let these fucking broads realize they're supposed to act like women? When are they supposed to grow up?
There's a difference between being
Eurocentric. You know, that's Euro culture. That's not me.
That's my
I don't deal with that.
But no, so the only thing he's saying
is my daughter is grown up to make her own decisions. And besides which, if you train your daughters by the time they're 5, 6, 7 years old to be independent girls, they don't want you interfering in their lives. Because even if you give them good advice, they're going to say, daddy,
this is none of your business. Hang on. Now, we're talking about abstaining from milking the cow or abstaining from having sex with a woman if you ain't got no good intention. Both sides. I can understand if the woman accepts, it's just, but you see what it is now, Goofy. You know that no woman's going to invite you around her house if she thinks in her head it's just that. There's part of her, the reason why she's inviting you around the family, right, is because she, part of her thinks that she could keep you. That's why she's inviting you around. You shouldn't even go around there.
Well,
no,
problem.
No, not really, man.
They call me friend,
that's her
okay?
problem.
They call me her friend, okay? They know our situation. But she would. What would you rather have her go to the party by herself, and then when she could have somebody you know talk to with you know enjoy a good time with, you know what I mean? It's like I know to them that I'm just their
if
dick.
You have that, it's not
but you know sometimes
on
you know.
Site, so if you,
you know you don't need to have a you don't need to have. I mean, I don't know. You guys may not have no daughter in it, but at the end of the day, even if it's my sister. I got a sister, and the man's telling me that he's getting knocked out. I don't give a shit. You don't come and tell me that. That's some disrespect as well. You don't respect me.
Well, he's not going to open up a conversation and say, you know what, Supreme, I'm banging your sister because I really like
to
bang
your
sister.
I'm banging her out. She feels great.
But if you ask her,
they don't respect that.
You know, I'm not going to do that.
I know, but if you ask him, what the fuck else do you want him to say to you? What are you? What are your intentions towards my sister?
Thank you, Joe.
Huh?
You see, since I'm saying, I would say I don't want to see if she's gonna be dealing with a man and they're just fucking, right? Don't bring him round the house unless he's got some good intentions of you. You got good intentions for him, as well. I don't want to hear that she comes
wrong.
Some
there's
man
no,
on the yard, a random
if two people
guy
are doing. If two people are banging each other
and
if one does care about getting married. The other person is not obligated to conform to that fucking lifestyle or to conform to that fucking time frame. Because I had broads who wanted to get married. One broad in particular wanted to get married. I didn't want to get married. And I wasn't going to allow myself to be pressured into marrying her just because she wanted it.
You wouldn't even
is my mic open? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
We can hear you, Mr. Solution.
Thank you. Now, I agree with Supreme, but the only weakness, and I'm listening to Supreme. And I listen to his show sometimes, and I gauge a person's, ability to stay logical and to stay rational. Now, here, he's irrational because he's talking strictly out of his emotions. What he's not doing is putting accountability on the woman. I heard him say he would knock the man out. And I think, Supreme, you're a boxer.
No. My daughter would get... my daughter would be... I would diss my daughter. Don't get it twisted. I would diss my daughter and tell her, look, you're going to come back to my house, make sure it's a man that... And you're going to bring a man around me, right? Make sure that he's got good intention. I don't want to see no F-friend in my house.
F-friend? I can't hear some... Oh, okay. Well, look, that's all you need to be concerned about. Now, if she's bringing him there for you to validate her already good observations, then, of course, that's fine. But it appears to me, and I like what you just said, because that wasn't clear. You said you would teach your daughter to make good decisions in men, and presumably you feel the same way about your sister and the other women who are in your life, correct?
Of course.
You may not teach your mother or your sister per se, but you expect them to be responsible toward men, correct?
Of course.
All right. Now your daughter. Well, then you don't need to raise it to the level that you have, putting the onus on the man, because
Exactly.
Taught your daughter to exercise the proper filtering.
Mr. S, I see it as a, you know, it's not even the reason why I'm putting it on the man. I feel that it's a total disrespect, because I've had girls where in my past there was girls that I used to just mess around with. I've been caught out by the parents.
You knock yourself out?
I don't make them know that me and them...
Hold it. Did you run into a wall or something of that sort to punish yourself for doing that? You violated your own standard is what I'm asking you, correct?
No, I've done that in my younger stupid days. And what I'm saying is that...
I don't care when you did it. You did it. You violated your own
standard. Listen, I think this is a situation... What you have, it's good to be protective, but there's a difference between being overprotective. And you have to realize, if you train your daughter, if you raise your daughter and she picks someone out like that, you have to look at your daughter. Why do you keep on looking at him? That's what Mr. Solution is saying.
Is you are avoiding the filter.
You can tell your daughter not
to
bring somebody around your house. It's your house. Okay? But if she's living alone, and she wants to bring any type of guy around her house, you can be protective, but you don't have the right to tell your daughter what to do.
No, what she does at her house is cool.
Okay.
But don't bring this guy around me. That is just...
Supreme, let's agree. It's not cool if she does anything. You don't want her to do anything. That should be clear.
I'm saying... What she does under her roof is cool. If I even came to her house and I saw a man in there, I wouldn't ask him no questions or anything. But the fact that she's introducing me to him and bringing him around my domain, right?
Yeah.
And he's telling me that I just see that guy's disrespecting me. What I'm like.
Look
at the conflict that you're going to have in your family, sir. Look at the conflict that you're starting in your families. Either accept them or you don't accept them. But I'm just saying, if you tell your daughter that don't bring this guy over my house and she loves him and whatever thing you think, you're going to put a wedge in between you and your daughter. Now you better watch what you're saying now.
She's moving
Hold up. Not love. She's interested in him. It's regardless. She's interested in him, and she likes him, and she's letting him fuck him. She has some interest.
And what I want to illuminate is that it's the men who have the problem. It is the problem with women, for the most part, are men. It's men who don't know what the hell is going on.
Both sexes don't know, sir. Both sexes don't know.
Women are doing what... I was listening to Chris Rock last night, and he said, what do women want? Everything. Okay, we understand women want everything, but why do they want everything? Because men are confused in not setting reasonable limits for both themselves and women.
Now, elaborate on that. What did he mean by that?
It's simply a good, excellent question. The point is that a woman should know, number one, and this is where I think Joe, if you don't mind my saying, Joe contradicts himself on this particular issue. Yesterday, he held Ebony Princess's feet to the fire in that she wasn't entitled. The way women get that entitlement mentality is in dating. Not only in dating, but Joe just checked our Supreme on rearing a child. Like, your little girl, and I like what he just said, your little girl can be taught to be your princess. She's not anyone else's princess. She's the father's princess. But what he should teach her is that being that he is her father, it's a given he's going to do things for her as a father. But as a person, as a stranger to a man, she has to earn what she gets. Is that correct, Joe? Hello, did Blog Talk go to shit?
No, I mean,
no,
yeah.
I'm saying, but the
point is, what you're asking, what's the guy's name? Goofy Bone. What you're asking is that limits should be set. Women should know they shouldn't be entitled to men's stuff before they get to know men. They should know they need to be good listeners. They need a personality. And they need good character in order to attract and keep a good man.
I thought this show was about that going both ways.
It is.
Well, look, a man can have that character, but a woman doesn't have to.
Women need to do this, and women need to. How do we always get specifically talking about?
Wait a minute. Yeah,
we need to talk exactly. We always talk about both things.
Hold on. If you have such a great wife. Your ass with
That's
her,
how we
enjoying
learn.
Her. Your ass is parked here on this show every day like you're a single man. You take your dusty ass to the woman that you have a relationship with and have that relationship.
You're lonely and you're beating your meat. You're lonely.
Every day you sound like a little cheerleader, like a little bitch.
The rumor is, Mr. Solution, you're giving this out like webcam sites. How did you know about that site? Is that site
All right.
The thing is that I've already described that men have the same responsibilities as females. But I also said, and people either went over everybody's head or went underneath the radar, if a woman is a good woman, a man appreciates the good woman. If a man is a good man, the first thing that popped into your mind, Angelo, was that the guy was boring, even though I said he was interesting. Because why? Women have this fucking disease. They need drama. They do not appreciate good men.
Joe,
that's the bottom line.
That's from your point of view of interesting. That's the thing about it. Just because you say, oh, yeah, he's an interesting guy. That's from your point of view.
Well, I've already said that the girl accepts him because he's interesting to her.
Stop muting me,
goddammit. He's interesting.
Please keep
muting her. She has found him interesting. That's why she wants to be in a relationship with him. She found him good looking.
But I sit now, listen to the other things that you say. Now, once you have laid your quote unquote ground rules, as far as you have some subliminal things going on in the first place. You know,
exactly.
You like this, you don't like that. You don't like this, you don't like that. And then I assume from listening to you, from one thing you build on that to another one, till this lady saying, you know what? He was a pretty good guy in the beginning, but now he's a fucking asshole, and I don't give a fuck about him.
Okay, let's go from there. Why is this guy an asshole? And at the beginning, he was a good-looking guy, still a good-looking guy. He was an interesting conversationalist, presumably still an interesting conversationalist. He was good in bed, and I said he was trustworthy, right? So if he's trustworthy, if he's interesting, if he's good-looking in bed, what else does a fucking broad need?
What else does she need? Just like I said, you go from one point that you like this and you don't like that to I'm assuming that it'll be another one coming very quickly. Well, I don't like this either. Well, I don't like that. Well, I really don't like this.
So why is she doing that, though?
Why is the guy doing this?
No. Why is she doing that?
Why is who doing what?
You're saying that she's progressing from one point to another.
I said that the guy is progressing from I don't like this and I don't like that. Every
weekend
is something different. I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Outside of your Playboy friends, right? Let's say you know some guys who are jerk-offs. I mean, they're all guys who are jerk-offs. We don't put the onus only on the women. I say that 25% of men are fucking jerk-offs. They can't have a relationship. But I say 75% of us are good men, quality men, as Rich says, that would love to have a relationship. Now, what's the difference between the men and the woman? Now, if the guy finds a woman who is good-looking, who is interesting, good in bed, trustworthy, does not whine, does not nag, because we know that men generally don't whine, men generally don't nag. That's the women's province. So if we find that woman, hold on, let me ask you this. Let me finish this. If we find that, what man, if he's not one of the 25% scumbags, if he's part of the 75% good guys, what good guy man is going to say to a woman, You know what? Yesterday you were great, but I'm going to wake up to today, and I think you're a bitch. I think a man will appreciate a good woman first, and even better than a woman would appreciate a man.
Exactly. And zero men, Joe, the answer to your question is zero. Zero men would reject a woman like that. And she doesn't even have to be
so
interesting. If she's interested in doing what he's doing, he'll make up for her lack of being interesting.
So that I can answer the question I was asked as far as I am concerned, well, from my perspective, I think that, hey, everything's going good, but if he comes up with something else that he doesn't like, then, hey,
but that's my question to you, though.
I mean, but you're not going to find someone that doesn't nag about something, or that doesn't do this.
But why should she? Why should she be allowed to whine and nag about anything?
Right,
right. You do what you do, and you don't expect anyone to say anything against it. I mean, people have.
No. If I do something wrong, I really expected it to really show it up to me. As a matter of fact, I've had.
Saying that you have to do something wrong. I said it could just be something that you don't like. You could be the guy that every time you go to the restaurant and the waiter comes back with the check and they put the check directly in front of you.
Right.
And you would ask, why the fuck do they always have... And she could say, you know, why he got a nag about this shit? All you have to do is push it over to me. I don't give a damn about that. See, something as simple as that. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
nobody
okay.
does all
let's
the
use that
same
example,
thing.
Then. Or do you have another example?
You
let's say
use
I'm the guide
go?
And I say, oh, why the fuck, blah, blah, blah. And she says, why the fuck you got a plan about that? Just push it over me. I would push it over to her. I would know that all I had to do was push it over to her, and that's the end of the problem. But if let's say I have a personality defect, something that really annoys her, like I don't know. Oh, here's something that bugs me. Some broads think that when they're over at your house, they can just fart, and it's okay. I say, look, if you have to, you know, go to the bathroom, fart. I don't want to smell your shit. Right? What happened?
Well, in a case like that, you're just dealing with a dusty bitch, man. I mean, that is what it is. You know, so.
What do you mean?
I don't accept it
is what it is. I accept
but
responsibility.
But don't we fart too?
I did not say
go
you
ahead.
Had to accept it for one, and two, just like somebody else just said. You fart on them, I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, hey, you know, that was fucked
I don't
up.
Do
will
that.
Do it?
I don't
now,
do
okay,
that.
Well, What you're telling me is what you do and what you don't do.
Exactly.
Not everyone does what you do.
Well, that's
do.
Their problem because I'd like
well,
to conform
you know, you're the one
certain
on this
standards
phone
of responsibility.
Why I don't have a woman. You're the one
that's
on
exactly
phone,
why I
don't
have
a woman.
Fucking broad.
Well, you like I said, you know, you also the guy that's...
But I don't have
but
to
But you know
have,
what, though?
I
would
to
like
be
to
in
see
Lowe
talk to his woman about
twice.
These issues.
And
if you're happily married, I don't understand why you're here with the guys
female.
Instead of with your wife.
I think it's a mental disorder for all these women out here for a man, a grown man, and not to have hitting something on a regular basis. I'm sorry, y'all can talk all this crap you want to. I mean, come on, man, it's too. I'm sorry. I mean, you can talk all you want to. I mean, you gotta have some woman that you can deal with, that you can get some type of, I don't know, some satisfaction. I mean, you got to realize that, man. Are you going to be lonely all your life? We got all these solutions. What are we doing?
Who's going to be lonely doing things the way you do it?
That's
no, you, I mean, you don't have to do the ways I'm doing it, but, I mean, somebody had to look at it themselves. There's all these billions of women out here. I don't have nobody that I can think and that I at least can have a friendship with, that we can try to become a little bit intimate, not saying much.
That's why you're up and down.
Yeah,
and
what's
down.
Wrong with
that's
the being friends?
Wait,
you know, it's right away, oh, you got to have a relationship.
No, I'm not saying a relationship, but I'm just talking about men that don't have nobody in their life. I'm not saying settle down. I'm not saying that. I think there's something wrong with that.
I mean, this is the thing. This is the reason why women act the way they act, because niggas just want to have sex. That's why they act the way they act. And that's why niggas lie, because they want to get into niggas.
Let me tell you something.
Lying.
The smart women look at
I think you're saying it because you have a daughter, sir. You said it because, look, I can hear that in your voice. You said it because you have a daughter. I mean, you're visualizing something. Come on, sir. You can't do that. You have to. You can't be overprotective, sir. You can be protective. You can't be overprotective.
Listen, bro. Even before I had a daughter, I have a little sister. I have younger cousins. They come to me when someone's bothering them or whatever, yeah? And I would have still done the same thing with them as well. Because at the end of the day, as the elder, it's a responsibility to me that if any man's bothering my cousins or my sisters, my sister, they're going to get knocked out. Bottom line, you can't be having
and why is that?
Disrespecting
wait a minute. He can hurt her physically, sir. Sir, he can hurt her mentally, sir. He can hurt her mentally. You can go beat him up, too. He can hurt her mentally. You can beat him up.
You were an ardent tenderer with other women, with other men's daughters.
Exactly.
So you're hypocritical.
Right, because your daughter may not sleep with the one man for the rest of her life, sir. That's what you have in your mind.
Stop. Right, let me finish. I said I used to do that same fuckery, the same thing that...
That's right. So on what basis have you become such an ardent condemner of what men did, and you did the same thing?
Yeah, wait. I'm saying that I used to do the same thing, and I used to
Get back to the milking. I'm sorry I ever talked. Fuck.
Yeah, wait. I'm saying that, raw. When I used to see their dads, the women's dads, when I got caught in the act just having a quick thing with them, yeah, I used to act like I was their boyfriend, or I would just say that I'm a friend if I could get out, if it wasn't that much of a near miss. You understand? That's because
let me respond to Goofy Brown. Goofy Brown is dealing with the subject milking.
Yeah, he is dealing, bro, because he's thinking somebody's milking his daughter for her body. This is
dealing with it from another angle, Goofy.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying, and I had enough respect. Now, what I'm saying, Goofy, that father's weak. And I'm saying that if you respected the man, you wouldn't even tell him that sort of bullshit in his house.
Yeah, and let me say, and I agree with you to an extent, Supreme. Let me just say this.
No, Goofy Bone did not disrespect that man when he said that to his father. Goofy Bone did not say that. Y'all did not hear what Goofy Bone said.
Michael, hold on a minute. Goofy, he doesn't have to use the word every time milking the cow if he's using, you know, words and examples that mean the same thing as that.
Right.
Oh, he's over here on a defensive side because of his daughter. You know what I mean?
True.
And
that's true.
But see,
because of my what?
If his daughter's telling him, hey, I'm happy with what I'm doing with him. You know, can I bring him over?
So what happens when
it's the father? If the father came up to me and said, hey, I know what you're doing with my daughter, and I don't want you here, then I'll leave.
Well, see, that's the bottom line.
Miss Solution, can we play the roles out now? Goofy Bone, won't you just act like that and you talk to the father? Because this is what we're having. I mean, y'all can talk it out. This is the if you were coming over to his house for a cookout, what would you say to his daughter? We can play it out right now.
We'll say Mr. Solution. Can you be the father, Mr. Solution?
No, I want that other guy to be the father, the one protecting the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Robity.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to be who? I'm going to be the what? Father.
Play your role. Play you. All right. And Goofy's going to play him.
All right.
Play you as yourself.
I'll shake his hand.
Okay. How are you doing, Poverty Supreme?
I would say, right, hello, sir. I see you with my daughter.
No. Play it with me, man.
Who's going to speak first? I'll shake your hand first.
Okay, how are you doing, Poverty Supreme? I'm dating your daughter.
You're dating my daughter. Cool. All right, then. I won't even ask no more questions. If you said you're dating my daughter, I ain't got a problem with that.
The father asked me, so that's when I came. So ask me, what's the situation of you and your, you and my daughter or whatever. Say it, go ahead.
You see, now, this is the thing. I'm just saying, I wouldn't even ask my, the guy that. If he told me
I'm glad we did that because you're contradicting yourself, sir.
No,
play the role like Boofy coming over your house with your daughter, sir.
If he told me he's dating my daughter, that don't
okay,
mean
I'm not telling you that. I didn't mean to say it
but I'm gonna ask you, what is your? I wouldn't even ask the guy that. I wouldn't ask you that. If you said you're dating my daughter, I wouldn't ask you that. But I'm gonna go
see,
and
the
work.
Daughter. See, the thing is, the daughter already told the situation because she wanted to bring me over for Thanksgiving, and this was last Thanksgiving. Okay,
but they already know.
But yet the father still wanted to be a nosy father, and you know we had a drink and we sat and talked, and he was telling me about the past boyfriend and how he would want to hire people to kill that motherfucker and all that crap, and his thing is he just wants his daughter happy, and if it happens to be our situation that's making her happy, then so be it.
He's not
looking at me as a son, you know. He's looking at me as somebody keeping his daughter with a smile. That's what he's looking at me as.
I'm just saying, me personally, if you're just dating my daughter, I ain't gonna sit down with you and have drinks with you. I don't even want to deal with you too much because I don't know what it is that you and my daughter. I wouldn't even ask the question like
well,
that.
Well, obviously you don't care about your daughter because
well,
you
hold
like
up,
a stranger
sir.
In your house.
Mean nothing.
You know?
It don't mean nothing to me.
Come on. If you're going to let some weirdo in your house and you don't talk to him, and then be a father. I'm not a father.
Right there,
you just acted like an idiot right there.
Hear what I'm saying. If I address you, there's going to be problems. So if I did ask you that, all right, we're sitting down drinking and I say...
See, right away, if your daughter brings somebody over, it's going to be problems.
Supreme, you're afraid of your daughter. See, this is what I detect. You are afraid of your daughter, and you're afraid that you've been a failure in raising her properly. So, I mean, they're trying to give you an opportunity to demonstrate how you would behave. Now, gentlemen, the other point is maybe he has learned something and changed. You got to understand that point, too, by going through this process. Maybe he has changed his position slightly.
Of course. I mean, from my own experiences doing these things myself. But I've never had a father. I've said, I'm going out with your daughter. You know, I've never had him ask me what is my long term intentions. I wouldn't even ask a man that because dating don't mean shit. If she's still young, 21, I know a lot can happen in that time.
So if you wouldn't ask him the questions, those questions don't matter to you then.
On the level that the father
treading water here, poverty.
Wait, why don't you listen to what I'm saying? On the level that my daughter's had problems in the past, okay, I ask you then, what is your intentions of my daughter? I wouldn't even tell you what's going
on. Okay, now Goofy Bone, what you gonna say? Now what are you gonna say, Goofy Bone? He just asked you, what is your intention of my daughter?
What's my intention with your daughter? Me and your daughter have a mutual agreement, okay? She is free to see whoever she wants to see. And I am free whoever I want to see. But if she wants to go somewhere, say to a movie or a coffee house or, say somewhere, go out to dinner, she'll call me. I'll be there, And I always assure them, I'm just here to make sure your daughter's happy. I don't talk to dads all the time, but, I always make that point that, I'm the good guy, I don't want to be looked at as, I'm just a guy banging his fucking daughter,
You
your daughter's over here.
Yeah, well,
we're off the
even under that.
Thing.
Even under that.
I think that's the core problem for always thinking somebody banging their daughter out and kicking the man with their daughter.
It'll go south, because I see through bullshit. So it would go south. It would just go bad. As soon as you say it, depending on your size, I'm going to put something across your head.
Well, it's bullshit because that's how your daughter's playing it.
Yeah, I know.
Your daughter's the one that brought me into
But this is what Mr. Solution is saying, though. Mr. Solution is saying.
Hear what I'm saying. Just when I'm finished, right? My daughter may not ever want to come back around my house, but that's cool because I don't want to see no bullshit in front of my face. You understand? She may not come back to my house after that, and that's probably best for her, is to fuck off away from me. If she's going to bring these lowlifes, just niggas who just want to fuck her in my crib, in my domain.
Let me say this. I'm just going to go ahead and interpret what Goofy Bone said. That's exactly what Goofy Bone was saying, is that it's just a casual relationship, mainly sexual, and that's his position. Now, the fact of the matter is that your daughter selected him.
Exactly.
And if you can't deal with your daughter's choices, then you should talk to her.
Right.
I already told you, that if I've already, especially the fact that you telling me that this woman's had men beat her up and stuff like that, and she's just bringing another guy around who's just having sex with her, I'm thinking, why is that how much you think of yourself? And I know that I ain't going to bring her up with them values where she's going to go into relationships with niggas and just sleep with them and give them what the fuck and, you know, both just having a sex.
What if this is your daughter's first boyfriend, though, sir?
Supreme, what you need to do that's a
Goofy, I'm sorry, Goofy, you lost. He says, you know, you're a no-girl.
I'm saying, I'm going to put something across the
All right. You're no go.
Well, no. He is a go because the daughter selected him, and this is what you should do. Now, you're using Supreme, you're using the pejorative term toward men. But now she's a niggerette. You should refer to your daughter as a niggerette because she's using the nigger.
See, that ain't right, man. See, that he ain't
all right.
Yo, that ain't right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Mr. Solution. There's kids that listen to this show.
My goodness. That man said that. Oh, my goodness.
What man said what? I missed it. I was eating.
Okay.
Oh, you ain't fussed at all? You fussed at all?
What are you? Who flushing what toilet? What the hell are y'all talking about now?
Okay, who found my phone?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, boy! I tell you, y'all on something special today.
I thought it sounds like I was on something special.
708. Your line is open. You got something to say?
Okay. Yeah, I got something to say. It sounds like everybody's comfortable with being a father, and this man comes to the house and he wants to have a conversation. You're having a conversation with this man taking your daughter. But what if, because it's a possibility, it's never happened to me, I don't have this experience, but if your daughter or your son is coming to you and wants to meet, and they want you to meet the person that they're having a relationship is in the same sex, how would y'all handle it? They're the same sex. You know,
acceptance. You have to accept.
Yeah,
you can't change that life.
Another man.
Would
you approach the situation the same way?
You would have to accept it.
Would you approach the situation the same way you would if this was a woman? Like, you know, what you going
to
do with my daughter?
Wait, let me hear what I'm going to say to you now. There's only one way to treat people, how you want to be treated. Now, if my son's going out there doing that sort of shit, that's between him and that father. I ain't going to go, if a son comes in my crib and he's fucking around with my daughter like that and talking that shit to me, I ain't going to go and put it on the father. I'm going to put it all on the son's face.
Hold on, Supreme. Oh, my goodness, he's contradicting himself. Get him, Mr. Solution. Get him, Solution.
Thank God this is recorded.
Get him, Mr. Solution. Please.
Wait a minute, just hear this point. You raise a contradiction based on gender and principle.
Look,
I'm not blaming you. We all were taught that dumb crap.
Okay? Right, exactly.
Wait a minute, hold it. You have an opportunity to grow. This is a growth moment if you choose to seize it. The point of it is, Women in America, and I know this took place in the European Union about 6-7 years ago, women in America, they're going to be changed from a protective class or a protected class to an equal class. I was listening to the commandant of the, he was the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and this is of the Marines, and he was saying it's long overdue that women were given the, that the ban of women on ground in ground combat was lifted. So women now are protectors themselves of men. And what has happened is we've been conditioned. I disagree with Joe on the fact that we were hardwired. We've been conditioned to see women a certain way. And this is the reason you're contradicting yourself on an issue that women can easily handle. Women can easily handle their choices in men. But you're not even giving them the right to do that. But then when it comes to the male, see, principles don't have a gender. Principles are the same regardless of gender. And so what I'm asking you is to seize this as a growth opportunity and grow. I think you're capable.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I'm saying, yeah? Bottom line is that I'm a man, and I feel that I've got to protect my woman. Bottom line, I'm protecting my daughter. My son, once he hits a certain age, right, as soon as he's moved out, he does whatever the fuck he wants. Listen, if he's going and messing with someone's mum, daughter, and then he goes and tells him that bullshit, I would say that man's weak if he ain't done nothing to my son. He's a weak man. And that father, that goofy he was talking to, is a weak ass. Bottom line.
Yeah, but see, now you're coming off as a Neanderthal. You're not willing to grow.
Wait,
listen, because I've heard you before. Now, it may take a little time to sift through or to what they call marinate. But what you need to do is put aside your pride at this particular juncture and listen. We all can listen. Now, the guys sometimes chide me and they're full of shit. I do listen. I wouldn't know what I know if I didn't listen. And they wouldn't know that unless they listen. So you need to listen at this point, Supreme, because you're recycling the same bovine scatology. It's your growth opportunity because you're making no sense. You're setting up a schism between men and women, and you're creating the very problem that you are identifying with your double standards. You understand that?
No, wait. You see what
hold up, wait a minute, Supreme. Wait a minute. Hold up, Supreme. I think y'all misunderstood the question. The guy, he asked the question. He was saying if he came home, if they came home with same sex, how would you handle that?
Would you be Wait a minute. Hold on. If your daughter came home with another woman, would you be the same? Would you be as defensive as if it was a man? What are you going to do with my daughter? Why are you with her? What's the problem? Would you run her through all those tests as if it was just the same as if it was a man?
You see, now, when it comes down to that now, I don't even want to deal with. You see, if she had another woman, I ain't got nothing. I leave that my queen to deal with. I ain't got no time for that. You know,
I want to say something though. Your daughter in that relationship. Hold on, if your daughter brings up your daughter may be the woman in that relationship, and that other female, he may be the he she in couples, they fighting and stuff like that. So you should be worried.
None of them have.
Because it's still a relationship. You still should be worried about who the fuck your daughter's around.
It ain't no man thing. Listen, I ain't got nothing. If that happens and she's with a lesbian, and if I decide to, you know, she wants to bring her around, that's cool. I ain't got nothing to say to her lesbian friend, man. But
well, you can move on, but you if you notice here, and
well,
we are learning.
Nothing to nobody else, then.
You are very inconsistent on that, Supreme. That's what the evidence is showing. You are
he's going to be bad daddy.
You're inconsistent.
I'm not trying to keep to nothing. My daughter is my princess, bottom line, and no man ain't going to come and...
Yeah, but she should be your principled princess.
She's with another
woman. She should be your principled princess. In other words, she should have principles.
Look, man, like I said, yeah, I don't care for the homosexuality business. I don't care for that.
That's not the issue. The issue is values, and you're not showing that your values are consistent.
I said to you already, I make up rules. I make up my own rules. My rules as I go along, bottom line.
Yeah, you're a contradictor. You contradict yourself all the time on your rule.
I think the bottom line, the goal, like Mr. Solution always says, where's the clarity? I think it's acceptance. Because we have to, and I think what Solution's saying is how you raise, but sometimes, Mr. Solution, I understand you're right if you raise your child a certain way, but sometimes you can raise them that way. When they get older, they do what the fuck they want. that's sometimes. But you're right. But the point of it is that acceptance. And saying that he's saying that if your daughter is a reflection of you, so if she brings somebody over, your daughter must like this guy for a reason. So no matter how iffy you may, you have to have some level of acceptance, because it's good to protect your daughter, but you can't be overprotective when they become adults, sir. You can't do it.
If
you're mad at your daughter, the solution is that you should be mad at yourself. If you're mad at your daughter for picking somebody, he's saying that you should be mad at yourself. I half agree with that, but then again,
Negroes like you it keeps Negroes like you away from man out of my house. That's what it does.
That's only if the girl. Applies your particular principles.
That's
fucked up,
man. I can't believe you.
The girl is over 21, 25. You want to be protective. That's one thing. But her choice in men. What are you going to do? You're going to beat up every guy that you don't like?
Right.
Yo, I'll try.
You going to try?
I'll try.
Good luck on that one.
That's funny, Supreme. That is. You are comical.
Well, hold up. No, this is why I'm very aware, because when I talk to people, I mean, I do not deal with just any old woman, man. They have old boyfriend, crazy fathers, crazy families. I'm saying, Supreme, hurt is just not physically. He can cheat on her, and she comes, oh, he cheated on me.
That's what I'm saying. And she keeps on going back.
Because
this
guess what? But that's not his fault. That's your daughter's fault. You can't get mad at him.
No. Hear what I'm saying.
He has no responsibility.
Supreme, here's the proverb. Raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they become mature, they won't depart from it.
That's not always true, though.
I
ain't going to do nothing. But
wait a minute. Hold on. It is a principle. And look,
right, yeah,
I explained to you guys the other day the exception to the rule that makes the rule. That's important. You don't even have to say what you just said. That's redundant and superfluous. Okay? We already understand that. But what we're saying is, we're saying that the standard is, if a child is raised up properly, they'll keep those principles throughout their lifetimes.
Wait, who else has got a daughter on this land? Hey, Lo, I know you probably got many kids. And Mike, you got any
Why
children?
Why would Lo
Mike?
Have many kids? Was he a
no,
boy
I have
boy?
Children,
He sounds like
sir.
He's a player, isn't he? He sounds like he's a proper...
Yes,
he's not.
Well, Lo is not on the line anymore.
He sounds like he's a Mac, anyway.
Well, he's married, so you want to identify with him, and he can identify with
you. No, I just want to ask him, because he asked a question as well, and, you know, I just had to ask him a question back if he's going to accept that. I'm just saying.
Oh, he probably wouldn't. No.
He sounds to me like a
traditional guy. No. He'd probably be the same as you, Supreme.
Okay.
Well, but no. He changed the other night. Now, he may waffle and flip-flop, but he did come through the other night in shining color, in that he acknowledged, number one.
It'll never happen, though.
Excuse me?
But I know it's my daughter's.
But most likely you might.
No,
but that's the bottom line. It doesn't matter if it's Supreme's daughter or anybody's daughter. If a woman is past the age of 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, she has the responsibility of picking her own lifestyle. If she picks men and beat her, that doesn't mean that the man, the father, is necessarily responsible, or the mother was necessarily responsible for doing this. But she, the daughter, she is accountable for her actions. Now, does that mean that the guy is right? No, absolutely not. But if she continually picks the same kind of men, these are the kind of women that we have to deal with, because the vast majority of women – will go for the negative man than they will for the nice guy. And that's still the core issue, which people haven't really addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, bad boy image.
Address it, Joe. I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right on that. Well, address it.
The thing is, and I kind of convinces this society, too, as simply as possible, 95% of females will, if they have a choice between, the, I'm not even going to say bad boy, because bad boy has a positive connotation now that is a, that has come down over the years, from Marlon Brando through all of these guys in Hollywood.
Right.
I'm going to say a negative man.
Or
you
dysfunctional.
Give a normal fucking American female the choice between a good guy and a negative guy. Eventually, she's going to pick, and I'm not saying eventually like over years, I'm saying eventually like over weeks, she's going to pick the negative guy to be her boyfriend or to be her object of desire. The good guy, regardless of how good-looking he is, even with status, even if he's interesting, if he's a man who respects the normal, average, everyday woman, the way that she says she wants to be treated, and another guy comes along who is a negative guy, she will be drawn towards the negative guy far greater and more often than she will towards the positive guy.
And
that's,
Joe, if you don't mind my saying so.
The only objection to that, I said the 95%.
Hold on.
That's
the
only
evidence,
thing I object to. That's kind of high.
I believe that.
The evidence for the truth of what Joe just said is women always complaining about their being abused by guys. That's the lion's share of the evidence that proves what Joe just said.
Ask your sisters, your nieces, your aunts. Observe their particular behavior. Observe the girlfriends around you. Observe the women you work with in your offices or wherever you work. Take a look at them. Talk to them about their particular experiences. They will complain about, the negative guys and everything. And they'll go to the good guy to whine and nag. Not nag, but to whine. But they'll continue to go back to the negative guy. And if anybody here doesn't fucking realize that, I'm calling you all fucking dummies right here, right now.
And I concur with that 100%.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I mean, I agree with you on that, but that 95% of all women is like that. I can't say that.
Wait a minute. Mike, how can you agree with me and then say within a half a second?
No, I agree with you, but I just don't agree with that 95%.
Oh,
you said
95%
of women is all like that, Joe.
What percentage
I agree
do you
with
believe?
Your statement, but, huh?
What percentage do you believe? Because I like numbers.
You like numbers?
I'll say
45% of women like stuff like that, and 55% of women don't.
All right, let's go with your 45.
Now, are these United States numbers, or we're talking worldwide?
No, U.S.
No, American
US,
women.
We're always talking U.S. unless otherwise stated.
Let us go with that 45%.
I can't say 95.
Do you guys believe it's
45%? Let's not argue over numbers, man. You made
Michael, you don't even understand 45 to 55. That's still cataclysmic.
5%. No.
Hold on, Mr. Luce. That's different between 95% of
women. Most
definitely. Maybe you might disagree with me.
If over half of... Wait a minute. Hold on, because Michael evidently doesn't understand the impact of numbers. If over 55% of the adult women, and I'm going to use the word dysfunctional, Joe, instead of negative, but same thing. Thank you. Dysfunctional. If 55% of adult women are dysfunctional, that is pandemic.
Okay, so what is the percentage of males that's dysfunctional?
Well, you just told you don't listen.
But no, hold on. Mr. Lucian, don't question my math intelligence. Don't you dare.
80% of men are dysfunctional when it comes to relationships.
And 95% of women is dysfunctional when it comes to relationships.
I'm asking power, or is it poverty supreme? I forget which. Supreme. You're saying 80% of men are dysfunctional when it comes to relationships?
80 to 90.
So 80 to 90% of men are, according to you, are dysfunctional, which means they have more than just 50% responsibility for why the relationship sucks. Is that right?
Find out if he's included in that percentage, Joe, before you go forward.
Hold up, Joe. What is your conclusion? Your conclusion
is hold on,
reason...
Michael. Let them continue this argument because you're going to confuse it.
Hey, see, I'm not. Go ahead, y'all.
Well,
Joe, you need to
question.
Find out if Supreme is included in that number, because if he is, it skews his judgment.
I've been with a woman. I've been with my queen for about 6 years. What are you talking about?
Okay, but poverty. You're saying 80%, or let's say 90%. If you think men, the 90 out of 100 men cannot sustain a relationship, that's what you're saying. That they are responsible.
No. They might be able to sustain a relationship because, like you said, and I agree, that most women like bad boys. They like these. They like
Yeah, I agree that women like the bad boys. So, but that has nothing to do with the 90%.
Because of their dysfunctionality, they will stay in these two messed up people can still be together. You know.
So you're saying that the men, 90% of men are dysfunctional. What about the percentage of females?
The same number.
So 90-90. So what are you complaining about when I keep talking about fucking broads and men can't get along?
Well, first of all, I can't put 90-90 because it is over. There's a lot of
women.
Hold
on, Michael.
Why are you being overly protective of women? 90% of women are fucking that stupid. Why are you protective of them?
I agreed with you anyway.
He's a boxer, Joe. Remember, he's a boxer.
I know. He's a man's man. But the thing is, you've got to realize power, the power of numbers. If 90% of broads are that stupid.
But hold up, you're not going to hold up. I have to cut this madness off. No, I have to cut it off. Look.
Hold on, Michael, please let them finish. You're only going to bring in confusion. You know it, I know it.
Then how are you always and only blaming men?
What?
That's right. Explain that, Supreme.
Wait. I said to you already that I know that women to blame. And I said, look, I said, if my daughter did that, I would be dissing her. I said already that if my daughter don't like how I go on to a boyfriend that I just having a fuck with her, right, then she can get her ass out of my life as well.
Yeah, but
No. That's escapism. You're not dealing with the issue. You're running from it. The fact of the matter is, a daughter or a son, if they are a good daughter or son, should listen to their parents throughout their lives.
Exactly.
Even though, like Joe said, and I agree with this, they stop parenting you at the age of majority. But nevertheless, a child should still be open to the counsel of their parents throughout their lives. Do you agree with that, Supreme?
Yeah.
I agree with that. And I'm saying that if my daughter don't like how I deal with her boyfriends or her...
But why would she not like it if she was raised properly by you?
But I'm saying that if she doesn't want to take my tweaking...
Why wouldn't she? If you understand the question,
I'm just saying, well, I said already that I would be cussing my daughter as well, and if she don't like the cussing as well, that I give her after that. Right?
Is she a prodigal daughter? Do you suspect that she's a prodigal daughter?
A prodigal. Listen, I don't cheat.
He's using literary license. What he means is that literally the girl comes back. What he means is the girl a girl that's running away from home, not obeying the principles of a household.
Listen, as long as she's coming, I'm letting her in my house.
Wait a minute, hold it. Answer the question that was asked, and then we'll answer yours.
But she's probably a dysfunctional girl, a woman.
If she's a dysfunctional girl.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Now, so Michael,
I just
want to
make this bottom line statement, y'all.
Michael, hold on.
Michael, you had a question?
No, finish with Supreme.
Thank you.
I'm finished.
Are you finished? I just want to make this one statement. I agree with you, but listen, that 95%, y'all try and blame relationships on all women. Yo, women
right,
is not
me,
the problem of our
that.
Relationships. Listen, let me tell you something. You can't. I'm gonna give you factual
information.
I will
go with the flow,
when
Michael.
Any time two people get... Okay, I'm listening.
Mike, you're saying 55% of men are dysfunctional. That means 55% of men are dysfunctional. Women are dysfunctional, not 95%. Therefore, 45% of them are these good, virtuous women that should be fairly easy to get a relationship with, correct?
See, no, Joe, I'm not correct because, see, I threw that off
correct?
The top of my head. I say 70-30 because I'm looking at all these
70,
holes out 70. Here.
How the fuck does somebody get 70-70 out of
100%? I'm saying 70% is bad and 30 is good.
Oh.
Because I'm looking at the number game. I'm looking at the number game. They overwhelm us.
All right. So 30% of the women are good. So 30 out of 100, which means you can go to a club. You can go to any place. You can go to your work. You can go to any convention. You can go to any place where there's a gathering. And out of every 100 women, 70% of them according to your figures, suck. They shouldn't be dealt with, right? But let's say you do, and you have to go through all 100 to find the 30 that are good. How long do you think it'll take you to meet 100 women?
It doesn't take long.
Right.
Depends on my game. I mean, I can go to the supermarket. I can go to the wherever I'm at. If I'm on my game, every woman I see that looks good, I can open my mouth and ask if she's available. And I can do that.
Do you think it'll take a year?
Okay, let's say a year.
Okay. So in other words, you can meet 100 women in a year. 30 of them are good. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So using those numbers, why is it that out of 30 women that a man, and the average man can meet in a year, how come the average man can't find one good relationship out of 30?
That's you guys, man.
Hold on. When he finds that good woman, right?
Right.
But when he finds that good woman, the reason why it may not work out, because hold up, it might be something that he does. She may break it off with him or with somebody. But if you're a good man,
if you're one of the 70% of your, how many men are dysfunctional according to what you think?
It's a lot of men dysfunctional because a lot of men don't want to get married, man.
80%?
I say 75%.
75%. So 25% are good, which is the opposite of my figures. Okay, so 25% of the men are good. You think
you're
one of the
25%? But you got to remember it's more women than men, too.
That's not a problem, Mike. So you're one of the 25%. So out of a year, you've met 30 women in a year that are good, 70 which are bad, but 30 women which are good.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, theoretically, you can find a woman in any given year. Any given year. How come men can't do that?
Well, one, they may not be searching. Because you're talking about the process that we're visualizing. You're talking about I'm seeking my happiness. Sometimes we don't seek it. We just take any old
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes when you're not looking for that happiness, that's when it occurs even more easily.
Oh, you are right about that. You are right about that, Joe.
You're going to learn the lesson with Michael, trust me.
No, I'm not. All right.
We're going to have
another thing I want to bring in is Eric. Eric was supporting the idea the other day that there are a lot of good women, and what I charged him with, well, bring them on your show, Eric. You've been a rock star. Eric, are you there?
I know you had to jump on me. I said I'm going to bring some good women on the show.
Oh, I'd like to know when.
I'm just corroborating and refreshing the point.
Oh, you got one. All right.
I'm simply saying that, no, and this is what we need to do, and I'm doing this in love. I have no other basis to do it. Look, this is a good forum to at least determine conceptually whether a person is fair-minded, whether they're conversational. A lot occurs in this particular forum. A lot. And a lot of good
But hey,
so the men
I just want to make one statement.
They're good women. They should be good enough for you to have a margin of, influence to have them come on the air and let's talk about real issues.
I have a question.
Okay, question.
Who has a question?
Yeah. 708. My name is Chris.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Very briefly, I'd just like to know a short, brief statement, giving advice to myself, because I'm always interested in getting information about relationships and everything. But what can I do to attract the woman I'm with, who I desire to be with in a relationship? What are some things
I can do
to get her interested in me? For her to come towards, I like him. He's attractive. He's not like the other percentage we've been talking about. It's something about him that stands out. What is it that we can do as men to attract the woman that we want to be with, we desire for to come back on?
Well, first of all, sir, you don't talk like any old hoodlum and thug out here. Your dialogue with her, like Mrs. Solution is saying.
Well, I would disagree with that.
No, there's a lot in the dialogue. I know.
No,
when
I
you
agree
get
with
that dialogue and you control that woman's mind with your conversation, they have a major impact on them. If you can listen to her or she can accept you sometimes. But you can get when a person is not on your mental. Just listen to the dialogue sometimes.
Okay.
If that dialogue is not good, that dialogue in 15 minutes, that dialogue will shut you off.
Okay. Can I interrupt for a second, Mike? Mike, I just want to interject something. I want to drill down.
I'm finished.
Oh, okay.
I'm finished speaking.
I wasn't suggesting you were talking too long. I just wanted to drill down before we get off the air. 708, are you asking how to attract the woman, or are you asking, to once you have the woman, how to maintain the relationship?
That's good. Actually, both.
Both.
I attract her, and she sees I attract her because that's what I want to do. How do I do it without the flashy cars? I like that conversation for the money.
Oh, well,
but
okay.
Just by,
I was going to suggest.
Just by organically or instantly.
Yeah, I was going to suggest be the person you want to attract, but that sounds very. Well, it is. No, I would say be the person you want to attract. That way, when you find somebody, way you can keep them. The thing is that for you to find the ordinary woman to be attracted to you so that you can have some companionship, you know, every once in a while, you're going to have status.
Well, first of all, don't be nobody immature. Be yourself. I mean, of course you're going to take your nice hygiene, make sure you always look neat. Right, exactly. But don't be nobody image, sir. Don't try to be something, because that's what a lot of guys do. They try to be flashy to attract women. Just be yourself.
No, I'm not saying being phony. But, I'm not saying being phony, Mike. I'm saying that if you're a plumber and you have the IQ of 160, you can attract certain types of women. But if you're a plumber with an IQ of 160 and you want the better-looking women with the more interesting personalities and who can accommodate your particular lifestyle that you want to be, that you want to accommodate yourself to, you're going to have to be more than just a plumber, because this is a status-filled society.
Mm-hmm.
This is status-oriented. Okay? And I'm not saying that plumbers can't get good-looking women. That I've seen a lot of superintendents with good-looking women, plumbers with good-looking women. I'm just using good-looking women because that's usually what we notice when we, you know, take a look at a woman is her good looks, whether or not.
Exactly.
But in order to find the woman, if you have 160 IQ, that's interesting for you that you want to have around, okay, you're not going to find it in the blue-collar, lower socioeconomic type of status chick who didn't finish high school, who's not interested in going to college, who's not interested in elevating her life.
But they're very beautiful. You notice that?
They're very beautiful. They're going to be boring. So if you want a woman who's not boring, and I'm not saying that if you find somebody from a higher socioeconomic status that they're going to have character. No. But if you want somebody who's not boring, then you have to have a little bit of status, because women date up, women marry up. So you can be the most interesting plumber, the most intelligent plumber, but unless you hang out in a group that until they get to know you after a few weeks and few months and become acclimated to you, they're not going to be interested once you, you know, initially, you know, introduce yourself and stuff like that. Because if they're going to ask you, what do you do, when you say I'm a plumber, they don't give a fuck about your IQ.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, I was buying a watch one day, and a customer beside me, he was saying, I want to get this watch because when I went to my picnic, all these guys had their watch. You know, a lot of people were looking at their watch. And he said, you know, I wouldn't beat my status. You're right. I mean, he's trying to impress a woman with that, but I'm saying he's not living his image. See, we can't get out of our image. Just be yourself, and you should attract somebody that's like, just be yourself.
Well,
are you
Michael,
going to attract the interesting?
Because
you.
If you try to act like somebody yourself, bling, bling, flashing, want to take her out, spin on every day.
No, I mean, you're right, Mike. I'm not suggesting that.
I know you're not. I never said that.
If I can bring a sight of clarity. Now, see, a person like Michael is more attractive to women given their general dysfunctional state.
Because Michael is back and forth. First of all, you're saying that the woman that I'm dealing with now is dysfunctional.
Let me finish, Michael. There are exceptions to the rule. Chew on that. But what I'm saying, as a general rule, like Empress yesterday, and I heard her say this, she says, I agree with Michael. Now, I'm not saying Michael isn't right sometimes, because he is. But generally, what Michael brings to a conversation is slick-talking confusion.
Why are you attacking me when we get ready to get off the air? See, okay, that's not fair. You want to attack me when we get ready to get off. I'll get you another day. Finish.
Come on, Michael. And I like Michael, by the way. I could not otherwise. But his way of communicating is appealing to women because it's inherently confusing. You know, they say a broken clock is right twice a day, and it is. But at what time is it right? And so women like that about men like Michael. They're going to disagree. They're very argumentative.
Wow.
A lot like women. Women identify with Michael Ilks because Michael is, he's expressive of a woman.
Wow.
Michael knows that this is true. That's why he's laughing.
I'll get you later. That's all right, okay. It's all good.
We're going to end it right there. We're going to end it right there, okay? We can continue this tomorrow night on Freedom Fun Friday if y'all want to, but right now we're going to end it right here, okay?
We're going to have a lot of fun, too.
That's true. All right, well, look here. You guys have a good one, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, take it easy.
All right, Goofy Bone, you got any last words to say?
Hey, I should just kept my mouth shut. Sorry, everybody. Have a good day, everyone.
Take it easy,
and,
Goof.
Bye, Goof.
Later, Michael.
All right, now.
All right, Chris, any last words?
Yeah, everyone have a good day. Men, be men, and let the women, you know, ladies, let your men lead by example, and the light will come through. I like how I said that. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm about to use that one.
All right. That's all a good right, one. All right. Thank you, man. All right. Joe?
Nope. Got nothing.
Now you got. You never have nothing to the
morning. Nah, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Poverty, you there?
Yeah. I was going to say good show as usual. And, you know, I was going to say to you, I remember you on as a special judge and guest and your nominee for the House Nigga of All Time Awards on Saturday.
You said I was a nominee?
You know, we're going to put out the nominees for the first 2 hours.
Okay.
And then with the last hour, that's when I need the judging, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to be on for the full broadcast, you know, if you can handle that.
Yeah, I think we can get there. And Saturday night?
Saturday night, 8 o'clock your time.
Okay. All right, no problem. All righty. Thank you, Supreme. All right, Mr. Solution? He's gone.
Yeah. Great show. And let me just say, with respect to, I believe it was Lowe, and I wasn't being mean to him. I was just simply saying he's here talking with the guys, and sometimes he accuses me of not having a mate to talk with. But yet he has a mate to talk with, and he's here talking with us. So my only point was spend your time with the mate you say you enjoy and just be the proof text of what you espouse. That's all.
Okay.
All right. I'll catch you later. Great show, Eric.
All right. Thanks. All right, Michael, you get the last word today.
All right. First of all, I like Lowe. He can come. He's married. We can invite all married people to bring in this conversation. He can always teach us something. I enjoyed the show today. I always learn something. But I'll leave my comments for tomorrow for Mr. Solution. You have a nice day, sir.
All right. You too. All right, y'all. Now, I'm going to tell you, another great show. I don't know how it happened. I guess it did a grace and favor of God, but it happened, so I'm not arguing about it. Oh, Lord, I do apologize, y'all. I'm not feeling too great right about now, but it'll be okay. It will be okay. I'm not going so much. Great conversation. Tomorrow night, Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Freedom Fun Friday. Hey, we never know what's going to happen then. We may laugh a little. We may be serious a little. Heck, we may even cry some. I don't know. But we're going to have us a ball regardless. So just remember, tomorrow night, Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Just remember, get home, hug that someone, tell them you love them. You know, let them know that you do appreciate them. All right? Until then, y'all, tomorrow night, I'll see everyone there. I'm out of here. Oh, please. Oh,
outfit.